passengers to be screened for bombs.
And good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn with the CBS World News Roundup. Four presidents and 10,000 people expected at Coretta Scott King's funeral in Lithonia, Georgia today. At the memorial in Atlanta last night, the Reverend Jesse Jackson was among the speakers.
He represented a dimension of our culture, a strong freedom-fighting women.
I'm Peter King in Lithonia, Georgia. Thousands have filed past Coretta Scott King's casket, many of them African-American youngsters.
Her and her husband did so many things for me so that I'm able to go to school.
That's why young Dominique Antoine says he didn't mind standing in line in the rain to leave a rose by King's coffin. Today's funeral could attract as many as 10,000 mourners. President Bush will speak. Former Presidents Bush, Carter, and Clinton will also be there.
I'm Nick Young. In support of the struggle for justice and opportunity for all, Coretta Scott King created the Freedom Concerts, using her classical training in voice and violin to tell in words and music the story of the civil rights movement. Mrs. King, in word and deed, lifted hearts and hopes, according to Judith Jamison, artistic director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater.
An icon. She was someone who was out there fighting the battle.
Jamison, who knew Mrs. King personally, says just her regal and serene presence was a call to action.
We must stand for something, and then in standing for something, act.
I'm Nick Young, CBS News.
Violent demonstrations continue worldwide. Muslims protesting publication of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. NATO troops exchanged fire for a second day with protesters who attacked their base in Afghanistan. Iran's leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says publication was an Israeli conspiracy because of the Hamas victory in the Palestinian elections. Four more U.S. Marines have died in two bombings in Iraq's volatile Anbar province, bringing the total of American fatalities since the war started there to 2,257. Something new for New Jersey commuters. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv tells us live an experiment begins this morning to bring airport-style security checks to commuter rail stations.
It's a three-week federal test aimed mostly at detecting explosives.
I'm not really sure it's going to do anything, but if they catch someone, I guess it's good.
Commuters have mixed feelings. Walking through detector machines could delay them for a minute or two.
It will take more time to go to work, and it's just, I don't think it's necessary.
Whatever they do is good.
Passengers at the one Jersey City station where participation for now is voluntary don't like to think about the hundreds killed by bombs on trains in Madrid and London.
Anything that's a deterrent is good for the city.
Unless they do it at every station, it's not going to work.
Reporting live, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Troy Rigby, the man who jumped from a moving airplane at the Fort Lauderdale, Florida airport and had to be subdued by stun gun 2 weeks ago, has died. He had suffered a heart attack in jail 3 days after his arrest, and his sister says he died yesterday after being taken off life support. Flames fanned by Santa Ana winds crackle through tinder dry brush in Orange County, California. At least 1,200 acres have burned, and the fires forced evacuation of some 1,500 homes. Red flag warnings of extreme fire danger are posted from Santa Barbara County to the Mexican border.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
All your overnight road work has been ramped up, so really no major problems as you make your way from point A to B this morning in the high country. It's mainly dry along the I-70 corridor from Denver to the Eisenhower Tunnel. There are some icy spots over Vail, Loveland, and Berthoud Passes. Your weather, mostly sunny today with the high in the lower 50s. For those in the foothills, wind gusts possible up to 35 miles per hour this morning. Now tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you could use a quick dinner idea this week, just head to the deli at your neighborhood King Soopers. You'll find juicy rotisserie chicken, a great selection of fresh salads, and all your favorite side dishes. King Soopers, right store, right price.
CU Hoops on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Colorado women's basketball is back on the air Wednesday night. Kathy McConnell Miller's Buffaloes take on Kansas State in Boulder. Coverage begins here on AM 760 at 6:30. This is Tim Smile. Join Carol Callen and me for Colorado versus Kansas State Wednesday night, starting at 6:30, right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The proud home of University of Colorado basketball. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Vermont Teddy Bears. I'm Charles Osgood. President Bush decided this time around to submit a $2.77 trillion budget for the next fiscal year that reflects our national priorities as he sees them, but that gives everybody something not to like. Story after this. Valuable advice, gentlemen, based on my own excellent experience. Next Tuesday is Valentine's Day, and here are three magic words. Vermont Teddy Bear. Call one of the bear counselors at 1-800-829-BEAR, and they'll help you choose the perfect bear for your wife or girlfriend. She'll get it on Valentine's Day with free chocolates and a gift card in their famous box. Even better, send her bear to the office. She'll be surprised, and her coworkers will think you're the greatest. It works. Ask about the love bandit, the lover boy bear with the tattoo, the mad about you bear. Vermont Teddy Bears are the only bears handmade in America and guaranteed for life. And best of all, she'll think of you every time she hugs her bear. If you play your cards right, you'll get a hug, too. Make this the best Valentine's Day ever. For a gift you'll really love and always remember, call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com today for more information. Send a creative alternative to flowers. Valentine's Day delivery guaranteed. That's 1-800-829-BEAR. The laws of arithmetic trump the laws of Congress, says economist Irwin Kellner of North Fork Bank in New York, so there's realism in the president's budget.
Most presidents don't like to project an increase in the deficit, so the fact that he is shows a fair amount of realism in the forecast.
No, there isn't, says Senator Kent Conrad, senior Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee.
This budget is utterly detached from any financial reality. Just keep running up the debt. Just keep adding it to the charge card. Just keep mortgaging the future.
Yes, $491 billion for defense is a lot of money.
The investment is large. It's small as a percentage of gross domestic product at 3.7 or 8%.
The Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld.
The single most precious thing we have here that protects our freedom and the prosperity of the American people is their security. And that does require investment.
The proposed cuts in discretionary spending are dwarfed by the pending explosive growth in the non-discretionary.
In another 35, 40 years, we're going to be spending more money on Social Security and Medicare as a share of GDP than the entire current U.S. budget.
That's in the longer run, of course, says economist David Weiss of Standard & Poor's.
The longer run is getting darn close. As the baby boomers retire, as they start collecting Social Security, as they start collecting Medicare, we aren't anywhere close to having enough money in the till.
Fellow economist Irwin Kellner says the way things work, the security increases will probably pass and the domestic cuts won't.
Most likely, you won't see the cuts in non-defense spending that the president proposes because this is an election year, and cutting Medicare and Medicaid are very sensitive issues.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Hard as it may be to imagine, there are individuals in this world who have a passion for accounting. That's right, accounting. The accountants at Grant Thornton are just such folks. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise, and partner involvement that have made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Maybe that's why their clients are so passionate about them. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on the radio on the Osgood File. The Osgood File, February 7th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Crank it up and move into a brand new day. It's 6:08, 8 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. High today, 41. Partly sunny skies. Good to have you along here. 303-713-7600. I have to get out all of the talk show host crutches. You know, the time, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. Temperature, 49 degrees. Partly sunny. The phone, 303-713-7600 to the phone. 303-713-7600. All right. A lot going on today, as usual. 4 hours, got to cram it all in. First of all, biggest story locally, Hickenlooper is not going to run. In rejecting a run for governor, Hickenlooper cites unfinished goals. The mayor's decision to stay at City Hall should set the stage for a divisive Democratic state primary. We have tried in vain to get in contact with Alice Madden to try to get her on here this morning. Maybe she just doesn't want to get up this early, so she'll show up at some other show. But we're trying to get her on to ask her, well, does this, you know, clear the road for you? Does that make it you, possibly Ritter? Well, it is Ritter. Ritter's in, obviously. So it would make, maybe Alice Madden
We make Mr. Ritter and Mr. Lindstrom. And those would be the three Democratic nominees in the primary. And it looks like on the Republican side it may be Bob Beaupre, complete with military uniform. But this begs a question, like, who are you going to vote for? See, I can't. But we talk show hosts are supposed to take a position. We really are. If you don't take one, it doesn't spark any discussion, which is what we're supposed to do. I don't know enough about Gary Lindstrom in order to get on the air here at 6:11 minutes after 6 and say that I'm going to vote for him. I liked what I heard when we had him on. We've had Bill Ritter on twice here. And Bill Ritter's welcome to come on as many times as he wants. Now, maybe you think I'm wrong about this, but I'm just being honest with you. I have a hard time voting for anybody that's against a woman's right to choose. And I know it gets down to the old abortion issue, cultural, divisive. But then it gets, and we've discussed this before. Boy, we have been through this before. And it's one of these things where, you're kind of like a rat on a treadmill, and that you go round and round over this and can't resolve it. If he's a nominee, though, I got to vote for him. Because I would have to vote for a Democrat before I could vote for a Republican. Even if the Democrat did not fit all of my needs. It's the lesser of two evils theory, and we've talked about it here a lot. And we'll talk about it a lot more as November starts to approach. Because unfortunately in America, you can't always get what you want at the ballot box. Now, there are tons of idealists out there, and maybe I used to be one of those idealists. Or, man, if I couldn't get exactly what I wanted at the ballot box, then fine, you know what, I'm staying home. Now I'll just settle to get half of what I want. In other words, I don't want a Republican sitting in the governor's mansion. So if Ritter ends up getting it, it's going to be very, very, very tough for me to vote for him. And I'm inclined not to vote for him in the primary. If Alice Madden jumps in, it would have to be between Alice Madden and Lindstrom. Now, Lindstrom's not very high profile, and most of us don't know much about him, and I've only had him on this show one time. But we'll have him on again this week and talk to him. And Alice Madden is welcome to come on here anytime she wants. And so is Bill Ritter. And if all three of them run, I'd love to set up a debate one morning with all three of them. And let's see where all three of them stand on all the different issues. And the good best part about that would be to have you call in and pose your questions. And you could hopefully, we could either have you do it by phone or do it by email, which would be a great way to do it. But this is the decision that we're going to be faced with as liberals and progressives. Who do you support? And can you support, if it turns out to be Bill Ritter, can you support, and I know, Jay, not again. I know I've asked this question. I've asked this question a million times on this radio station. Can you support somebody who is against a woman's right to choose? Now that we know that Mayor John Hickenlooper, who arguably could have been the front runner, has decided, you know what, he's not going to get into it. Hickenlooper's not going to do it. Do we have any Hickenlooper? You want to hear a little Hickenlooper from yesterday?
It was like having a scale, and if you put a feather on either side, it would probably make the difference. It was that close. But I do feel, when you finally get to the right decision, you can usually feel it in your gut. And my gut tells me that at this time, in this place, it's the right time.
Now, is there something wrong there? Is Hickenlooper hiding something, do you think? Is there some reason maybe that he can't, quote-unquote, stand a search, that he wouldn't be able to run? I don't believe that. I think that he just doesn't want into it, I guess. I guess he wants to finish what he's done as mayor. Here's more John Hickenlooper.
He was literally the first person I called when I made the decision. He is a tremendous public servant, but we'll probably hold off and You know, right now I've got to really focus on running the city and make sure I get all my staff as fired up as I am.
All right, your thoughts about Hickenlooper not running, your thoughts about supporting Bill Ritter, your thoughts about Alice Madden entering the race, your support about his thoughts about Lindstrom being involved, all of these people, and how you see the Democratic side of the race now. If you're one of the lone Republicans out there and you want to talk about Beaupre or Holzman, you can do that as well. 303-713-7600. I'm just interested in how some of you are going to handle this, because now we know Hickenlooper is not in the race. Okay, we know he's not running. So now we know that the choices are either going to be Ritter, Gary Lindstrom, or possibly Alice Madden. But what happens if it isn't Madden? If it isn't Alice Madden, or if it isn't Lindstrom, and it turns out to be Ritter, can you vote for Bill Ritter? Or, and we've tossed this question around here a million times, and it's the same question we face today that we faced 3 weeks ago. Or do you stay home? I mean, how do you handle this? 303-713-7600. I'm open to all suggestions here. Three lines open at 303-713-7600.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
Well, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Surprise her this year with something new from Intrigue Jewelers, a colored diamond. Intrigue Jewelers has affordable quality colored diamonds in blue, green, yellow, orange, pink, and the very rare Imperial Red. For a gift to be remembered, come to Intrigue Jewelers, formerly Ireland Jewelers, located at the corner of Kipling and Bellevue in the Governor's Plaza Shopping Center. Intrigue Jewelers also has a variety of Valentine's jewelry starting at below $100. Intrigue Jewelers at the southeast corner of Kipling and Bellevue for all your jewelry needs.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can help replenish lost collagen with Hydraderm. Hydraderm's fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-339-1913. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to help restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and more youthful-looking skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-339-1913. A free trial just for calling. To try Hydraderm, call 1-800-339-1913. That's 1-800-339-1913. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-339-1913.
Stop by and see them. Check them out on the internet first at RockiesAutos.com. You like the inventory, get on down there and do some shopping. Rockies, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. They're just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Good folks to deal with. Rockies Autos, check them out.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a 4-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a 2-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we believe you can have your pillow mint and eat it too. That's why we get you 4-star hotel rooms for up to 60% off. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
For my purposes, the mayor's decision today is good for the Democrats in this state. It is good for the state and good for our future as Coloradans.
Which really means it's good for Bill Ritter. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today. 49 under partly sunny skies. Good morning. Good to have you along. Mayor Hickenlooper, Hick, the mayor of Denver, no, he's not going to run. So now we could be left with Bill Ritter, who is running, Alice Madden, who's thinking about getting in, and David Lindstrom, who is in, and a lot of people don't know too much about Gary. We've had him on once before, and we'll have Gary Lindstrom on again. 303-713-7600. And for those of you who consider yourselves to be very, for a woman's right to choose, could you, in the ultimate end, except Bill Ritter, if he were the nominee. See, I, you know, even though I'm for a woman's right to choose, I think it's a very, very important part of society. Not only for my daughter, but for my daughter's daughters, or for any woman out there. I would still vote for Bill Ritter before I would vote for anybody who's a Republican. And as I said before, I mean, we struggle with this question on this program a lot, and we're struggling with it again this morning. 303-713-7600, couple of lines open. Let's go to Brecken, rather, in Golden. Brecken, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Well, if I can get you on here. Go. There, now you're on. Good name. Good morning. Hi, how are you?
I'm really upset with you.
Why?
Well, because you keep talking about all this stuff that the Democrats need to do to take back this country and everything. And you're using one issue that doesn't impact you, but impacts the other gender. You're taking one issue and you're saying, I can't vote for him, the lesser of two evils and everything. And it really makes me angry because, Jay, nobody is for abortion. I mean, nobody would go out there and say, abortion, abortion,
abortion.
No, but
I didn't say anybody was for abortion. I think people are for are either for or against a woman's right to choose. To use the analogy that because it doesn't affect me directly, then I could wheel around and I could use that analogy on any number of social issues which have a wider impact on society and do affect you directly.
Exactly.
So don't use this business about how it doesn't affect me.
Well, I mean, it doesn't affect you as a male.
But it affects me as a member of society. You know, racism doesn't affect me as a white male, but it affects me as a member of this society.
Right.
And it's about it's about what's just and right.
You're taking one issue.
No.
Listen to me just for a second. I listen to you. You're taking one issue, and you're saying that you couldn't vote for Bill Ritter because of this one issue. He's already stated he's not going to take a religious impacted issue and use his political office to change the law. He's not going to do that. And why won't you give him your support?
I won't give him my support... Yeah, wait a minute. I didn't say I wouldn't give him my support. Here's what I did say. In a primary field, if there are more than if there is more than one candidate, if Alice Madden runs, and I still am undecided about Lindstrom because I don't know enough about him.
Right.
We only had him on here one time, so I don't know enough about him to make a decision. But if they're out there and they're running and they are for a woman's right to choose, chances are I'm going to back them. If Bill Ritter turns out to be the nominee of the Democratic Party, I will back Bill Ritter. But I think it does matter, and I think it matters more now than ever when we're facing the kind of Supreme Court we're facing where it could get kicked back to the states. It bothers me a lot. And I don't think that's being irrational. I don't think it's being unreasonable. If he turns out to be the Democratic nominee, as I've said over and over again, I'll march down to the polls. He'll get my vote. I'll encourage my friends to vote for him. But if there's a primary, which is what they're supposed to be, and it's between Lindstrom and Madden, if she's in there, and Ritter, then I'll look at the other two before I'll look at him. What's wrong with that?
Well, just a few minutes ago, you said, If he's the nominee, I don't know what I'm going to do.
No, it's not what I said.
You said it's the lesser of two evils.
I said, yeah, because you end up having to vote for the lesser of two evils, because not everybody gets...
But he's not an evil.
Well, but not everybody gets exactly what they want. That was my point
exactly.
of making the statement, is that the way the system works here is that you have to compromise at times, but there's no way I would ever vote for a Republican, nor would I ever vote for an independent. But it doesn't mean I have to be crazy about Bill Ritter. I'm not crazy about him. There's something about him that I can't put my finger on that I don't particularly like.
Okay.
You want me to be honest with you?
Well,
there's something about
you're entitled to your opinion.
I've sat face-to-face with him. I've talked to him now twice on the air. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a very nice guy. But there's something about him that I don't particularly care for. And therefore, it's my precious democratic right to vote. And I'm going to spend my currency in the most important way I possibly can.
That's true. I would agree with you there. But not everybody feels that way. And I think you're doing... a little bit of damage here this morning because...
I don't think I'm doing any damage at all. Since when is speech damage? Since when is exchanging ideas damage?
It's
you,
not...
What you want is you want everybody to walk the line.
No, I
That's
don't.
What you want.
No, I'm Catholic too. I don't have anything to do with
being Catholic. You just want everybody... You don't want any exchange of ideas here. We should all just have, like, solidarity?
No.
I don't think it works that way.
No, Jay, but, you know, you don't look at the big picture either.
Oh, I don't?
You said you want to have...
Show me how I don't.
Have a you don't want to have a Republican... in the governor's house, you know, and I don't think there's very many people that want that anymore after seeing what's happened the last, you know,
well,
8 years.
Well, I will not vote for a Republican, but that doesn't mean that I can't go through the process like everybody else.
But I don't want you to stay home. I don't want you to stay home.
I didn't say I was going to stay. You know, what do I have to do here? Take an ad out in the Rocky Mountain News? I will not stay home. I will go to vote for a Republican. I mean, I will not vote for a Republican under any circumstances.
Okay.
I wouldn't care if the, you know, if they ran... Zane Vergy from CNN, I wouldn't vote for... Because, you know, I get tired of this. You know, you're doing harm. Since when is exchanging ideas and getting on the air and giving opinions doing harm? I mean, we don't have to all walk lockstep behind each other, do we?
No.
Okay.
You fail to see that, you know, by bad-mouthing him and saying he's the lesser of two evils, you know, maybe you don't agree with everything that he stands for. You know, and that happens a lot of times. You know, he's not the perfect candidate, but is there a perfect candidate out there?
No, but there's always one that's closer to your views than another one. And
well,
I would say Bill Ritter's probably a lot closer to your views. Yeah, but by saying
on many issues except one.
Yeah, but you know what? By making the act, you know what? Instead of exchanging ideas with me about candidates.
I am.
What you're doing now? What you're doing is you're making accusations towards me about how you're bad mouthing and you're doing damage. You know, excuse me, pardon me. I know you're trying to suck all the air out of the chamber here, but it isn't going to work. I mean, we have a right, everybody has a right to sit down and compare notes and give opinions.
This is true,
that's all we're doing. That's all
and
we're doing.
There's nothing wrong with dialogue, but why
well,
are you getting so angry at me?
Because I don't like the insinuation that somehow, by raising these questions,
in the public arena,
is somehow damaging and wrong.
This morning I was listening to you, and then the way you're speaking to me now is pretty harsh tone.
Because I resent the angle that you use.
But
I resent
saying,
the angle of attention. No, I resent the angle.
Exactly
no,
what
excuse
you
me.
Said.
I, ex-
I'm
I exent.
Yours.
No, you're not. And I exent. And I resent the angle of attack that you're trying to lay off on me. That I'm somehow damaging the Democratic Party's chances at the governorship, and that I'm damaging Ritter's chances by simply getting on and saying, you know, excuse me, this is how I feel about him. And you know, when you confront somebody with that kind of an attitude, you're going to get it handed back to you. So stop crying about it and just stand up to it.
I'm not crying about it.
Well, you're whining. Stop whining.
I'm not whining about
it.
I'm just saying you made me angry because
you
seem
to
be,
tough.
You know, at the national level, it's fine for you to, you know, stay with the Democrats and everything, but even in your local community, you couldn't support someone who doesn't agree with you on one issue.
That's not what I said. What I said was, boy, I got to do it again. Okay, listen, very
carefully.
Never
mind. It's okay.
No, be open.
You don't have to explain it again.
Be open to receive. Be open to receive. Let me lay it out to you. If there's a primary, and there will be, and there's a choice between Lindstrom, Madden, and Ritter, I'll look at Lindstrom and Madden.
Okay, but if they don't run,
or something happens,
yeah.
and Ritter gets the nomination, then if it's Ritter against Beaupre,
or
if it's Ritter against Holtzman, I'll vote for Ritter.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Do we have that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, you have a good day. Thanks.
Okay, you too.
I do enjoy your show,
and
keep up the good work.
I try.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, one line open at 303-713-7600. I just like to pull the box apart and examine everything, that's all. And I think, you know, I don't think, I know this for a fact, that when it comes to politics, when it comes to participating in democracy, you know, Brecken's right in one area, that you can't just be a one-issue person. But there are some issues that are more important to you than other issues. There's some things that are litmus tests. And I've got several of those that I consider to be litmus tests, and one of them is a woman's right to choose. I'm just very, very much for that. I don't think that it's an answer to everything. I think that you could make a statement. I mean, you could argue back and forth about the morality of it, but I think that a family, you know, ought to have the right, and a woman ought to have the right to make that decision for herself. And to me, that's a very important issue. And with the way the Supreme Court is structured now, I think it's going to become an even more important issue. But I'll say it again, if Bill Ritter ends up being the nominee, then I'll not only contribute to his campaign, but I'll vote for him. 6:30 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600. Here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. Boy, 30 minutes into the program, and I'm already in the kettle of hot water. Oh, well, I'll go get a towel.
Traffic starting to fill in this morning. Southbound I-25 running heavy from 104th down to 84th. Southbound I-225 also starting to slow down as well from Yosemite to where I-25 connects. Eastbound I-270 has a slow area as well between I-76 and Vasquez. Mostly sunny today with the high in the lower 50s. For those in the foothills, wind gusts possible up to 35 miles per hour this morning. Tonight, partly lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 40s to mid-50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Directed by Julie Andrews, The Boyfriend is a jazzy, romantic spoof of 1920s musical comedy. The Boyfriend plays the Buell Theater.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Stays healthy, but if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
6:32, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on AM 760. Good morning, Jay Marvin here with you. Well, what's going on with my voice here this morning? Okay. Anyway, Mary and I just got through moving. And one of the things we had to do when we were moving is we had to put Jackson and Coco in the dog hotel because you can't get anything done when they're around. I mean, Jackson, our min pin, is just loaded with all sorts of tons of energy, and so is Coco, our Welsh Corgi. One of the reasons why, their coats are shiny, their skin is in such great shape, looks good, their eyes are clear, and they have all this energy is because we've fed them Purina One ever since they have been puppies. I mean, Purina One really does work. So when we have the movers over, we got to put them up, because if not, they would be all over the movers, they would be all over our stuff, and it would be a gigantic mess. So we can't wait to get them back, and we're going to get them back today, and Mary and I just, we're going to get them back this morning, and we just can't wait. If your dog's coat is a little dull, if skin is a little dry, if your dog doesn't seem to have as much energy as it should, you ought to take the 30-day Purina Challenge. You get a Purina Health Scorecard, and on top of that, you get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One. For your dog, for your puppy, or your adult dog. It's real, real simple. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Ask for the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. Get the free health scorecard. Plus, you'll get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. So that's 1-888-606-BARK. 1-888-606-BARK, Purina One. It's all we have ever fed Jackson and Coco, and you can tell the difference. Purina One, you can pick it up. Purina One cat and dog products at your local Kmart.
I'm a check-and-go store manager. Providing extra cash for your needs is our business. Almost anyone can use some extra cash now and then. At check-and-go, you can get the cash you need, and we'll hold your personal check until payday. Contact us, and we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a check-and-go near you, or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed PE.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed PE.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses. Sudafed PE.
Sinus misery? The answer is Sudafed PE. Maximum strength relief of even your worst sinus symptoms without a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed PE.
Sudafed PE. Maximum strength sinus relief.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Whatever status we have today as a result of him not running, what I will tell you is that the biggest relief comes from me not facing a primary against someone who I just have great respect for him and for his vision.
Bill Ritter, biggest winner in the Hickenlooper, saying that he is not going to run yesterday. 303-713-7600-636, 24 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 49 under partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin on the hour of no power here. Let's get back to the phones about Hickenlooper's decision and how you feel about Ritter and Lindstrom. And let's go to Mark in Littleton. Mark, oh, Mark's gone. Okay, we got one line open at 303-713-7600. Harold in Denver. Harold, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, G. How you doing?
Hi, Harold. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I just had one comment I think the people in Denver are forgetting. I think Mr. Ritter may have a real big problem with the African-American vote. He's made some real controversial decisions while he was DA, and I think that's going to come back to haunt him.
Oh, are you talking in regards to police shootings?
That's right. A lot of people haven't forgotten some of the decisions he's made. I can promise you we're not going to forget when it comes time to vote.
All right, but what do you do if he becomes the nominee? Do you then either sit home and don't vote at all, or do you vote Republican, God forbid?
I would never vote Republican because I'm a lifetime Democrat. But I don't think I can actually, with my right mind, vote for Bill Ritter. His decisions have been controversy. I think that stuff will spill over as governor. I think he could do even some worse things, so I don't know. I don't think he's going to get the vote.
So what would you do, sit home?
I think I'll sit home.
Oh, man, that's like handing it to a Republican, though. Would you want to do that?
Yeah, it's like you say, the lesser of two evils. If we put Mr. Ritter in, what's the guarantee to say he's not going to do something even worse, you know? You know, he's made some real bad decisions while he was DA, and, you know, we're not going to forget it.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but at least if he... You know, at least he is in the Democratic Party. At least he's beholden to the Democratic Party and would be beholden to the larger constituency of the Democratic Party to a certain degree. I just can't imagine, like, you know, being able to vote is too precious of a right. I just can't imagine, like, not using it and sitting home. And then you don't vote for Ritter. It's as good as voting for Beaupre or Holtzman. It's as good as voting for a Republican. I don't think you want to do that, do you?
Well, I really don't want to do it, but we're going to have to sit down with Mr. Ritter and find out what his plan is, you know, for the black community. And, you know, what's he going to do? Because, like I said, he's made several mistakes. He's got a lot of controversy in the black community, and, you know, we're not going to forget it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're talking about there, about sitting down with him and talking with him. That can't hurt, and you might walk away liking him, perhaps, or maybe you might walk away, getting the answers you're looking for, and then again, maybe you won't, but at least it's better than not doing anything, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's right. You've got to open up the gates of communication in anything that we do. So I think when it comes time for him to go to his primary, I think he needs to complete his case in the black community and let us know what he's going to do.
All right, Harold, fair enough, man. Thanks for getting up. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jay, and keep up the good work.
You got it, man. Thanks. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We've had Bill Ritter on here. I've talked to him about my chief bone to pick with him, which is a woman's right to choose. But I think whether you're from the African-American community, Hispanic community, women's community, whatever it may be, and those important elements that make up the Democratic Party, because what we are talking about here is the Democratic primary. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking Bill Ritter or asking Lindstrom or asking Madden or asking any of the candidates what they feel and where they stand on any of these. I think it's absolutely proper to ask them. Let's go to Ken in Aurora. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Ken.
How's it going?
All right.
And as heartbreaking as this is to say, because I'm a lifelong Democrat and a lifelong liberal, the last two calls are a perfect example why I'm really afraid we're not going to take back anything in this year.
Are you talking about statewide, or are you talking about federal? Or
I'm talking about federal.
I disagree.
Example,
I think we got a good chance.
I'll tell you what, the Democratic Party right now is in such sad shape. I haven't heard one of these candidates, not one of them, speak about issues that are down to earth. I mean, every time we bring up abortion, every time we bring up gay marriage, we're handing over millions of emotional votes to uneducated people on the Republican side, and yet the party that's supposed to be about union and about working class people doesn't even talk about union issues. And it started all the way back when Bill Clinton pushed NAFTA down our throats. I'm glad Hickenlooper's out of the race, because he is anti-union. And I'll hate to say this, but he might be a social liberal, but he's about as anti-union as any Republican I've ever seen.
Well,
he's not pro-working class people. And if we keep going down this road, it doesn't matter if we have a Democrat or a Republican in the White House. We're all going to be making $5 an hour and paying $5 a gallon for gas, and nobody's going to be able to afford an abortion.
Yeah, but you want to know something? On the flip side of that. So issues like gay rights, issues that are about morals and about justice and about the morality of a society and the kind of society you live in which you don't take people and you don't persecute them based on their sexual orientation or for a woman and her family and their right to make a medical decision in the privacy of their own home without the government impeding on it, those may not be the most glaring issues out there. But what are you advocating? Are you advocating that we, as people on the left and as Democrats, are you advocating that we write those things off and ignore them?
No, I'm saying that...
Well, I mean, that sounds like what you're doing to me. What you sound like what you're doing to me is you're saying, shove those things on the back burner, when I'm saying to you, you can have all of these issues on the front burner, and the way to talk about it and the way to frame the debate is about what's moral and just and what's right in this society. The fact is that a moderate Republican family probably doesn't want the government sticking their finger into their household and getting in the middle of their medical decisions. That many of these same Republicans and moderate Republican families may have kids who are gay and lesbian, and while they may not totally support the idea of, say, for instance, gay marriage, they may support the idea of unions. They may support the idea because it's moral and just that you don't persecute somebody based on their sexual orientation. And that your point about labor unions and your point about wages is very, very well taken, and that ought to be on the plate as well. I mean, all of these things ought to be up there, because if we don't put them all up there and we don't talk about them all and we don't frame them all in a discussion and dialogue about what's moral, what's just, and what's right, then what makes us any better than the right?
Well, like I said, if we got to frame them all, but what we're doing and what we're falling into the trap of as Democrats is doing nothing but arguing with each other about abortion and arguing with each other about gay issues and ignoring medical, ignoring education, we're ignoring labor
issues.
You
know what? That's what a primary is all about. A primary is about arguing amongst yourselves. That's number one. I don't think anybody that I know of signed on to get involved in a lockstep march to the end. I mean, I think that the one of the things about us, and one of the things that's good, is that we don't all have to sign on. That we do argue and compare. But that's what a primary is all about. A primary is about comparing those things. And if you're trying to, you know, have a closed down, exchange of ideas in a primary, then there's no point in holding a primary. Let's just have a coronation.
Well, like I said, Jay, all I'm saying is, and it comes down to the same issue with guns and all these things, I argue these same issues with people on the job site every single day. You can be all about gun rights. You can be all about abortion rights. You can be all about those things. But if you're not making enough money to buy those things because we're sending all our jobs to other parts of the world,
but,
and the unions don't have
but
any power
you know what,
anymore,
Ken? Nobody
then,
said.
Then
but
who, be able to afford
but,
an abortion.
But who said leaving that stuff out? Who said not talking about
I'll
about
tell
a livable
you, like
wage?
I said, ever since
who?
Clinton,
who?
Ever since Clinton, put
name
NAFTA
me. Down has
our
Bill Ritter
throat?
Ever said it? Has Bill Ritter ever
I
said
don't
it?
Know where
has Alice Madden ever said it? Has Lindstrom ever said it? Well, if you don't know where they stand on it, what are you doing making the claim?
Because they don't talk about it.
Well, maybe they haven't. Maybe you haven't asked them. Maybe you haven't. How do you know that? You know what? How do you know they don't care? Maybe they haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. Maybe what you ought to do is just hang on and wait until we get further into the primary season where these folks have to debate and these issues do come up and then find out where they stand instead of coming here with your, you know, shopping your agenda with a lack of knowledge.
I'll give you two perfect examples.
Yeah,
Bill
give me
Clinton,
two.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton's not running in the. Bill Clinton
now,
is not running in the state of Colorado. She is not a declared candidate. We are talking about the state of Colorado
Senator,
and the governor's race. Don't bring in people here that are not
Senator
running.
Senator Salazar is our senator, our Democratic senator, right?
Right.
The one who voted for the credit card, the bankruptcy
bill
that hurts working class people.
I agree.
As long as Democrats keep voting that way, they're hurting working class people, and it's all about these emotional issues that really don't mean that much.
Well, you know something? You know what? I would disagree with you about emotional issues not meaning that much, and I would also challenge you in the fact that bringing up Hillary Clinton, that bringing up Bill Clinton, that bringing up Ken Salazar's vote on the bankruptcy bill, okay, those are could be valid points at some place in time. But right now, what we've been talking about here for the last 45 minutes is we've been talking about the Democratic primary for governor of the state of Colorado, and I have heard none of the candidates express opinions on anything that you have brought up, and you can't cite me any opinions that they have brought up. So my suggestion to you is, why not wait and see what they have to say on these issues? And if they debate, and if we can get them down here for debate, you're free to call in or email your question, and we'll ask it. I mean, don't jump to conclusions until you hear what people have to say. How about that?
That's what I'm planning to do.
Okay, well, good. Thanks, man. Have a good day. Appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. And we've got three lines open. It's 7:46, 14 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. It's a hot 6 o'clock hour here this morning. Or is it me, maybe? Maybe I'm just in a hot mood. All right. I'll go pour some cold water on my head and we'll continue here. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, glad you're along.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still no accidents this morning, but traffic starting to fill in on the highways if you're headed Denver bound on US 36 between Federal and Pecos. You're going to see some brake lights there. Southbound I-25 running heavy in the Thornton North Glen area from 104th down to around 84th. Then further down the highway, southbound I-25 between 38th and Spear. I-270 eastbound running a little slow from I-76 and Vasquez. And southbound I-225, you're seeing brake lights from Yosemite to right where I-25 connects. Mostly sunny today with a high in the lower 50s. For those in the foothills, wind gusts possible this morning up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight partly cloudy, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high in the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This Saturday night, your Colorado Mammoth battles San Jose. It's a party pack night, and for only $39, you get four tickets, four beers or sodas, and four hot dogs. Stop by the Pepsi Center box office or Ticketmaster to get yours. Don't miss this party pack for just $39.
Ow! You dance very, very well for a white guy.
You know what I mean?
Dancing circles around conservatives.
Can't you just feel it?
Ed Schultz.
I'm shoveling right now behind the microphone.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I feel good.
She said, somehow our society must make it right and possible for old people not to fear the young or be deserted by them. For the test of a civilization is in the way that it cares for its helpless members. Award-winning writer Pearl S. Buck, 1954. Hello, I'm Ron Els, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues in Denver. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work, routine. Dancing to work, unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast, routine. Fresh-baked power bagel, unroutine. Fresh-baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Refinance at LendingTree and get up to 4 real loan offers in minutes. Not good enough? Okay, now you can get up to 4 customized offers in minutes just by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for details and licensing.
Odyssey Windows is the most affordable replacement window you can buy. O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y. Odyssey Windows. Save as much as 45% on your energy bill every month. I'm Jeff Kingery, and I recommend you check it out for yourself at odysseywindows.com or call for a free home demonstration. 303-445-0578.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
With numerous locations, the best pricing on tires, and full-service auto repair, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. We also run the Shooter Automotive Edition for Tom Martino. 888-401-AUTO. 888-401-AUTO. 888-401-AUTO.
Bacon, eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. High today, 49. Partly sunny skies. It's the hour of no power, where you're under my thumb, or I'm under yours, probably. I'm under attack here this morning, anyway, look at it, though. But I brought it on myself. Maybe I'm asking the wrong question here. You know, maybe the question ought to be, who would you vote for in the primary, and what happens if the candidate that you vote for doesn't make it? Maybe that should be the right question. Because I never advocated in any way, shape, or form sitting home. I don't believe in that. But isn't it the Rolling Stones that did that song, You Can't Always Get What You Want? And it's true. I mean, it seems to be the way politics are. You just don't always get what you want. You can't always get the exact person you want. 303-713-7600. Hickenlooper says he's not going to run. And that leaves Ritter, possibly Alice Madden, and Mr. Lindstrom, who we've had on here a couple of times, or we've had him on once, actually, and we're going to have him on again. Seems like a very good, knowledgeable guy. I just, you know, how high is his profile in the state of Colorado? Just don't know. But we do know that State House Majority Leader Alice Madden of Boulder is considering a run, and we tried to contact her this morning to see if she'd come on. Haven't heard from her. She's been on here before. So, it makes for a very, very tough situation. And I do believe we are going to, you know, I, contrary to the last caller, I understand where he was coming from about the economic issues. I do believe we are going to pick up 15 seats in the House. I do believe we are going to do pretty good. Yeah, Democrats do argue amongst themselves, but you know what? That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a part of any organization that expected everybody to walk lockstep like robots. You know, let's debate it out before the election. Let's slug it out. I mean, to me, that's the beauty of the Democratic Party. Let's go to Desmond in Denver. Desmond, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Doing.
Hi, Desmond.
I just wanted to second what your two previous callers just said. I really think it matters that Bill Ritter was DA of Denver for a number of years. I think there were over 39 shootings. He never sided with the victims. That's going to have a lot of weight in black and brown communities. It's not going to be irrelevant. It's not going to be second or third after the abortion or gay issue. That's for damn sure. So
well, I don't think the gay issue, one way or the other, is going to be an issue. Other than the ballot measures that are going to be put on there. But I don't think that that's going to be an issue. I think that some people in the Democratic primary would have trouble, including myself, with Ritter's position on a right to choose. I think there are going to be some, in the, as you point out, brown, black, and the white community, they're going to have trouble with the police shooting incidents, and he's going to have to explain himself on those.
What bothers me is that that's not really a point of conversation. No one's really talking about it. I heard Harold bring it up. I listen to you on a pretty regular basis. I haven't heard it brought up before. That's a very relevant point.
It's been brought up here.
Well, that's a very relevant point to the Latino and black communities that this guy never found a cop guilty of murder. That's really, really relevant.
I understand it should be relevant to everybody, and it has been brought up here before.
But I think it harkens back to the idea that black people and brown people really feel like they put the Democratic Party first, and the Democratic Party puts their issues second, third, and fourth.
Well, they may feel that way, but I don't think that that's true.
I
think it's important that anybody, regardless of what their color is, if something illegal has happened to them, if their civil rights have been violated, then it needs 100% to be looked into. And as I said before, it has been brought up here. And I think that during the course of a primary, which is what we'll undergo here, I think that's the proper area to start bringing this stuff up. And when Mr. Ritter is on here, when he comes on again, and we take phone calls, you know, you get right in line and call up and start stating your case. I mean, that's what it's all about, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. But once again, it is bothersome that the left doesn't find that to be, I guess, a top issue. If I were in charge of the Democratic
Party.
Wait a minute,
though. How can you say that when, you know, give me an example. Okay,
Here's another example.
You know, you're like the other. All right, now give me an example of anybody who is currently in the Democratic Party who has ever made a statement that people's civil rights, the police shootings, and that justice and that procedure, that it doesn't matter. Who's made those statements?
No one's made that statement, but by omission, when the conversation never focuses on.
Well, give me some examples.
This guy let 39 people die.
Give me some examples.
Examples of what?
Of where you're talking about omission.
The idea that it's not something that's talked about.
Well, you're talking about it right now.
Okay, well, Jay, I'd like to hear other people talking about it. Besides,
well, okay, then that's a different
myself
way.
Or Harold.
That's a different way. Look, that's a different way. Look,
I'm not
there's something you got to understand here. There's something you got to understand here. Okay. By saying you want to see other people talk about it is different than saying nobody's talking about it.
True.
In any given hour, we're only going to take so many calls.
Jay, can you at
that's,
least...
That's, well, let me finish. That's up to whoever wants to call in and how many people I can get on in any given time.
Yeah.
And if they want to talk about this, I've never denied...
Jay, I'm not slamming you on it.
Well, no, I understand, but I've never denied anybody the right to come on here and talk about it.
I'm not claiming you have. I'm just simply saying that because it's not something that's talked about, I think for black and brown people, we're in a very typical, predictable position where an issue that's a burning issue in our community, we know it's not going to really be a burning issue overall. We know that this is not going to be something he's going to be held to the fire for. We know that the liberal and progressive people in Denver and Boulder are going to be able to kind of just minimize that. It's not going to be a big issue. But it matters when there are 39 people dead and this DA, you never found the cop guilty. That really holds a lot of weight, and he should be held to the fire for it.
Well, the only thing I can say is I have no control of the media outside of right here, right now, in this place, every single morning. And if
you're doing a good job.
Thank you. And I don't mean for you to say that to me, but the point I'm trying to make here is if he comes on, and I assume that he will again, you and everybody else are free to call him up and bring this up, and you're right, it should be brought up.
And I'm hoping the Democratic machine, the party overall, will somehow, I mean, I wish it mattered that maybe this guy wouldn't be considered the best candidate just based on his record as DA. I would think that would matter to the Democratic brain trust in this state, and that would have some weight. That you would say, you know, we're not going to get a lot of black and brown people coming out to vote for this guy because he closed his eyes on almost 40 shootings. That should mean something to the Democratic Party,
well,
not just to black people.
It's not going to mean anything unless you push it. It's not going to mean anything unless you participate in shows like this, unless you participate in public events, and unless you keep, you know, you keep raising it, whether you raise it in print in newspapers or every time the candidates or we get on the topic, you call up here and bring it up. I mean, that's the only way to get it done, man. It's the only way to bust through and to get your point across.
Keep on keeping on, Jay.
Hey, Desmond, you're welcome here anytime, man. Anything you want to talk about, you got an A1 pass, man.
Take care.
Okay. All right. Good call, too. All right, we'll continue with this after the news. So I got two lines open at 303-713-7600 about Hickenlooper not running and about your views on Ritter and the rest of them.
AM760, Progressive Talk.
I want to tell you about a gutter system I have on my home called Leaf Guard. It's a one-piece new gutter system that repels dirt, debris, leaves, pine needles, ice, and snow. And fully installed, it's less expensive than those retrofitted gutter cover-ups. If you're going to invest in your home, at least get all new gutters at the same time. Call Leaf Guard of Colorado, 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409. Don't cover up problems, fix them for good.
For radio listeners only, mention this ad and save $300 on your complete Leaf Guard system.
I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. Even I don't have the time to answer all of your automotive maintenance and repair questions or to solve those nasty car problems. That's why I've teamed up with Mark Major to bring you the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, Saturdays, 10 to noon.
Yes, Tom, I'll tell you what, I do appreciate that, too. Ever since we started the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, we have saved people $40,000 in 8 weeks, and I look forward to you, the listener, calling in this weekend between 10 and noon.
That's 10 to noon this Saturday.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A final viewing of Coretta Scott King's casket is underway now in suburban Atlanta. 3 hours from now, President Bush and former Presidents Bush, Clinton, and Carter will join 10,000 other mourners at Mrs. King's funeral.
I'm Peter King in Lithonia, Georgia. This is a shopping mall parking lot. It's absolutely filled to the brim, unusual for this early hour of the morning, but this has turned into a pickup point for those who want to go to the Coretta Scott King funeral. There are several long lines, each the length of a football field of people waiting to get on shuttle buses to be taken over to the church. It's chilly this morning. You can see your breath as you exhale. And many of these people, despite the cold weather, have been here lining up since late last night.
Around the Muslim world, it's been another day of violent protests over European newspaper cartoons mocking the Prophet Muhammad. One city in Afghanistan, protesters and NATO peacekeepers traded shots. One protester was killed, dozens wounded. Can't sleep? Well, you're not the only one who's counting sheep. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
There's a booming market for sleeping pills.
Ask your doctor about them.
Americans, encouraged in part by advertising that's quadrupled in the past year, are asking their doctors to prescribe something to help them sleep. Insomnia, apparently part of our busy lifestyles. The New York Times counts an annual 42 million prescriptions for sleeping pills in the U.S., up almost 60% in 5 years. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
For some New York City-bound commuters going to work this morning was like going to the airport. WCBS's Peter Haskell says they've been asked to go through airport-style metal detectors before heading to the platform at one station in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Of the passengers I've questioned about this, opinions are mixed.
Anything that's a deterrent is good for the city.
Unless they do it at every station, it's not going to work.
I'm not really sure it's going to do anything, but if they catch someone, I guess it's good.
While this is airport-style security, commuters will not be asked to take off their shoes or empty their pockets.
Well, this is it for hurricane evacuees, the day Uncle Sam stops paying for temporary hotel rooms.
Some groups are calling for protests at local FEMA offices across the country. However, Libby Turner, head of FEMA's transitional housing, says hurricane evacuees just can't live in hotels forever.
It is not long-term housing assistance that can continue for folks, and it is not what moves them along in their recovery. And so we are working to end this program.
She says most people who moved into hotels after the hurricane are getting other forms of assistance now, from rental help to living in a trailer. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
General Motors stockholders have watched the value of their shares sink along with the company's plunging sales and profits. Now they're in for another jolt. GM has just announced it's cutting its dividend in half. It's also cutting the pay of its chairman and other top executives. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
If you enjoy helping people and want to turn that passion into a career, you can. Right now, the Home Depot has full and part-time employment opportunities for sales, cashier, lot, department supervisor, and other positions. We're an equal opportunity employer with excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, and thorough training. If this sounds like the perfect fit for you, apply at careers.homedepot.com or at your nearest Home Depot store. We'd love for you to be a part of our team. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Ever wish upon a star?
Not lately.
Open your Valentine's present.
Wow, you named a star after?
after me?
Let's wish on it. Wish for us.
It's the best Valentine's gift ever. For $54, International Star Registry will record your star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office and send you a beautiful gift package. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit...
Surprise her this year with something new from Intrigue Jewelers, a colored diamond. Intrigue Jewelers has affordable quality colored diamonds in blue, green, yellow, orange, pink, and the very rare imperial red. For a gift to be remembered, come to Intrigue Jewelers, formerly Ireland Jewelers, located at the corner of Kipling and Bellevue in the Governor's Plaza Shopping Center. Intrigue Jewelers also has a variety of Valentine's jewelry starting at below $100. Intrigue Jewelers at the southeast corner of Kipling and Bellevue for all your jewelry needs.
Go from 104th down to around 84th, further down the freeway between 38th and Spear, also northbound I-25 running heavy between Yale and University. Mostly sunny today with the high in the lower 50s for those in the foothills. Wind gusts possible this morning up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight it will be partly cloudy, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny, high in the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Johnson Auto Plaza in Brighton, get a sweetheart of a deal. Choose from a special allocation of loaded 05 Ram 2500 quad caps, Cummins diesel-powered and factory warranty from just $29.99. For info, call 303-654-1940. That's 303-654-1940. Experience the Johnson advantage.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net.
am760.net.
Here you go.
Only Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. Hotels give their unsold rooms to Hotwire.com, and they sell them at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Hotwire.com.
Refinance at LendingTree and get up to 4 real loan offers in minutes. Not good enough? Okay, now you can get up to 4 customized offers in minutes just by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Combative but caring. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Good morning. High of 49 under partly sunny skies. Jimmy Carter, the ex-president of the United States, God bless him. Jimmy Carter said yesterday, former President Jimmy Carter said, the Bush administration's domestic eavesdropping program, he says he believes that the president, George W. Bush, has broken the law. We'll talk more about wiretapping coming up in about 30 minutes. Right now we're talking about the fact Hickenlooper will not get into the race, but that now leaves Ritter, Lindstrom, and possibly Madden. 303-713-7600, and I got one line open. And man, I am taking a beating in email for what I said about Bill Ritter. I'm sorry. You want me to lie? I should lie. I should lie. The fact that he doesn't favor a woman's right to choose, and it bothers me. And there's just something about him. I'm unsettled about it. But coming up at 7:30, we have the assistant editor of the Progress Report and the thinkprogress.org, Faiz Shakur from the Center for American Progress, and we'll talk about the circus yesterday in the Senate, and Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General, not being sworn in by Arlen Specter. As he gave testimony about this administration's ridiculous position on wiretapping. Meanwhile, one line open at warrantless wiretapping, by the way, on the part of the NSA. 303-713-7600. Let's get back to the phones. We'll go to Josie in Aurora. Josie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing
having a rough time a bit.
Yeah, I am. I'm kind of under siege, I guess.
You are. That's why I'm calling in. A woman's right to privacy is extremely important. Everybody's right to privacy is extremely important. Doesn't have to be a woman. But on the Ritter issue, I'm glad I'm hoping there are other people running because why would I want to vote against my own best interest or anybody else's for that matter? I think the mistake politically Ritter had made was, I think that the Democrats were looking at that governor in Virginia, was it, that ran?
Kane.
Yeah, and he ran on this, he was anti-abortion, and he won. But that's Virginia. This is Colorado, you know. And I think there's a lot of women in Colorado, even conservatives who I've talked to, who don't want this issue up there. You know, that's irrelevant.
When you say, they don't want it up there, they don't want to discuss it, or they don't want it up for grabs?
It's not important. What's important is, are children going to war? Our bread and butter issues, homeland security. These are the things that referendum C, where the money's going, our infrastructure, our jobs. These are the issues that are so important in this country. And I think that Ritter and the Democratic Party, because, you know, they all, you know, try to plan to win, figured because this governor in Virginia won on no voice, no choice, I call it, right, and I call it right to privacy. I don't even mention the word abortion because that's what it is. It's your right to privacy. And we fought a long time for that. Women fought a long time for that. For their rights to privacy. I don't want to be any government's property. I don't want my grandchildren to be any government's property.
All right, but let me label the same. Let me level the same criticism to you that gets leveled towards me. That you and I are making too big of a deal out of this, and that there are other more pressing issues, and that we shouldn't allow our feelings about a candidate's stance on a woman's right to privacy to dictate how we vote.
Right. Right.
I mean, how do you answer that?
And your question is, I'm sorry, James.
Well, my question is that how do you answer the criticism that we're making too big of a deal out of concern over a woman's right to choose, and that there are other more pressing issues out there to vote on, and that we're being unfair to Bill Ritter by holding him to the standard of that one caller said, called it a cultural issue.
Okay, let's just say, of course, I want the Democrats to win. I know how important that is. I don't want a Republican to win. I mean, you know, let's just say my back's against the wall, and Bill Ritter's the only person up there with the name Democrat in front of him. I'm going to vote for Bill Ritter, and boy, I choke on that because I'm very, very strong on women's rights, and I don't want to see the country go so backwards with women again, where they're second class citizens. However, I know the importance of the Democratic Party, and boy, I tell you, it really gets my craw when I'm saying this because I called in before and said I wasn't going to vote for him. Okay, so,
and I kind of talked you out of that.
Well,
yes,
because everybody's saying it's a one issue thing. Well, that issue is so important.
Well, it is to me too, but it can't be the only thing.
But then again, I've heard about this his record in the DA, you know, and I've heard him talk on your show, and I'm not impressed with Ritter at all. Okay, but. You know, it's going to be difficult, like, if I go out and help the Democratic Party fight for Ritter. It's not, my heart's not going
to
be in
it. You know, we're all caught in this catch-22 in this situation.
Yeah,
we're going to have to work through it.
I wish that, you know, the Republicans are probably jumping for joy with Ritter. I mean, because it's dividing the party. If somebody else comes up there, it would be so nice if Ritter just came out with the important bread and butter issues and the Iraq war and homeland security.
Well, I'm sure he'll get into that too, and I'm sure he wishes that the spotlight would go away from his anti-choice position. Josie, I got to run. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Christine in Aurora. Christine, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Christine.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I've been listening to you argue with all these people.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. And it seems like, I mean, everybody has their pet issue, you know.
Right.
Whether it's race relations, whether it's labor unions or a woman's right to privacy. And what was it, two calls ago, you guys kept talking about framing the issue, and I think one of our biggest problems as Democrats is we're not framing the issue in our favor. You know, we're letting the Republicans frame the issue, and when it comes to a woman's right to choose or her right to privacy, we need to say it's a right to privacy. It's not a right to choose whether to have an abortion or not, because it's not that simple. It's much broader than that.
No, you're right about that.
You know, we need to frame the argument in our favor, not in the Republicans' favor. And we aren't doing that.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think it has everything to do with the right of privacy. I think you're 100%. Man, I think you couldn't be more right about that, and I think that is how we, you know, need to frame it about a right of privacy. But we're in a hell, you know, I just feel like I'm in a hell of a catch-22 situation here with a lot of people who listen to the program, because to me, the right to privacy is a big issue, and yet, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be, I guess everybody asks. You got to ask yourself two things. You got to ask yourself, is the right to privacy a deal breaker when it comes to a candidate? That's number one. And number two, is it a big enough deal breaker that if Bill Ritter runs away with the nomination and gets it, that you would stay home rather than vote for him? And if you stay home, then you enable Beaupre or Holzman to get in.
Well, I think all you have to do is hold up a picture of Bob Beaupre, and people will run for the polls. I mean, he is so frightening, and he's, you know, all of these issues are Democratic issues, and he's against every single thing that people are wanting to see changed. And if he gets into the governor's office, I don't even want to live in this state. I mean, he's just scary, and while we all have differences, and that is good, and debate is a wonderful thing that we have in this country, we do have to look at the greater evil here. And I just think Bob Beaupre is one of the scariest people in our state. And here he is running for governor to lead our state. And that, to me, far outweighs anything. Does that mean that I think Bill Ritter is the greatest Democratic candidate? No, probably not. But, you know, he will probably carry the rest of the state, because Denver is pretty liberal compared to the more rural areas in the state. And
all right, so the key question here is between you and me, and I'm not asking this of anybody else, just between you and me, if Ritter gets into the pool and the race is his to win against a Republican opponent, then do we go swimming with Ritter, yes or no?
Absolutely. I mean, because I hate doing the lesser of two evils. I really hate it.
I know, me too.
But, you know, I mean, maybe when you have him on next time, you can say, okay, I know you're not for abortion. I mean, I don't know anybody who is for abortion. You know, I mean, I think that's one thing that the Republicans have forced us to do, is position ourselves like we're for abortion. I don't, you know...
But we'll change the dynamics of the debate to, are you for a woman's right to a privacy? And you know what? I've asked him once about it before, and I'll ask him about it again when I get him on, and I'm sure he'll give me the answer that he sincerely believes, even though at times, well, that's for another discussion. Christine, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
Okay. One line free at 303-713-7600. All right. I mean, we're caught in... You know what? The phones are open. Just call in and let's go on this. I mean, whether you want to take me on for my feelings about that, to me, a right to privacy is like really a big thing. You know? And I don't consider myself to be a single-issue person, but there are some things that I consider to be extremely, extremely important. 717, 7 after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you so much for making the choice to be here at AM 760. Don't think we don't appreciate it.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still an accident-free drive on the highways this morning. Do have plenty of heavy traffic all around the Metro Denver area. Southbound I-25, stop and go from 104th down to around 84th, then further down the highway from 38th to Spear. Now, if you're on a southbound I-225, you're going to see brake lights from Yosemite to where I-25 links up. And also northbound I-225, your stop and go from Parker to Mississippi. Off the highway, do have one crash, Yosemite just south of Hamden. Mostly sunny today with the high in the lower 50s. For those in the foothills, wind gusts possible this morning up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight it will be partly cloudy, low in the 20s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high in the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health is home to the Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center, where board-certified trauma surgeons care for thousands of severely injured patients each year. They encourage you to buckle up and drive safely. Visit denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level one care for all.
I understand people don't like cleaning gutters. I understand that they don't want leaves and debris in their gutters. I even understand there's more than one product that can keep your gutters clean. But I don't understand why anyone would simply cover up old gutters. For the same price, get LeafGuard, an entirely new gutter system. Call LeafGuard of Colorado today, 303-289-1409. LeafGuard, 303-289-1409.
For radio listeners only, mention this ad and save $300 on your complete LeafGuard system.
Oh, it's my turn. 719, 19 minutes after 7 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. I don't know about you, but when it comes to automobiles, I want a choice, that's for sure. And I want to go to somebody who will treat me right, be honest with me, and give me the most bang for my buck. And that's why I choose Rocky's Autos, and so does Mary. We choose Rocky's Autos, and so do our friends every single time. Why? Because Rocky's has got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. So they've got choice. They've also got the best prices. And on top of that, they've got people who are dedicated to making your buying experience an A-number-one experience. I mean, there's no other way I know how to put it. Guys like the Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky, and Colby, and Isaac, and Gerard Menard, and Fred Labrato, they're all out there to help you out. And they're all out there to make sure that you get the kind of deal and you get the kind of treatment that you deserve. Every automobile at Rockies, every vehicle, is fully and completely gone over and is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Autos has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. So if you're looking for a good vehicle, and you want to get a good price, and you want to get treated right, there's no better place to go than Rockies. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can see the inventory there for yourself. Also, you can take a look at their business philosophy. And then if you see something you like, well, then you can get on down there and see them in person and buy it. You can also pre-qualify for a car loan online at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I've got a crush on you.
That unmistakable voice.
My sweetie pie.
That smoldering appeal.
All the day.
That Grammy nominee, Michael Bublé.
Hear me.
Get his new Hallmark CD for just $7.95 when you buy three cards. When you've got all that working for you this Valentine's Day, you're in a good place. Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown.
At participating stores while supplies last.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Myth number one. Cruises are too darn pricey.
Nonsense. With Travelocity's Cruise Super Sale, there are tons of splendid cruise deals.
Myth 2. Do not bring your own tunes to the cruise ballroom.
What? It's a classic.
As an exclusive benefit, MasterCard cardholders get up to $300 back. Visit Travelocity.com/supersale for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ooh, some Doors. Why not? 22 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 49 under partly sunny skies. Not going to be too bad of a day today. And it looks like a pretty good morning this morning. Really does. As we're out of the no-power hour now and the sun comes up, we extend our gigantic solar power panels at the top of the building to suck in the maximum wattage to bring to you the finest product available and created by mankind. And if that's not a spiel of crap, I don't know what is. We got a couple of rats on a treadmill here in the back. That's what provides the power for this program. Okay, so I couldn't control myself. I just had to go off on some kind of weird tangent. And there's also some kind of weird echo in here this morning, too. Can you guys hear that? Some kind of weird thing going on here. that's better. Maybe my sugar content is down or something. I don't know. All right, let's go to Harmony in Denver. We're talking about Hickenlooper pulling out and about Ritter and about the fact that Ritter and Lindstrom remain, and maybe Alice Madden will jump in as well, and we've been trying to get a hold of her. But with our luck, she won't show up on our show, but she'll show up on somebody else's this afternoon because it'll probably be more convenient. Let's go to Harmony. Harmony, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to call. This conversation this morning is killing me. I just wanted to say that I feel like we really need to make a push for anybody who's pro-choice, i.e., I hear you guys this morning talking about pro-privacy, but the reality is that for a lot of us women, it's pro-choice, and that's the issue. And we've got to make a push. It's got to be one of the main things that we vote on and one of the main things that we keep in the foreground. We're much too complacent in the idea that we think that Roe v. Wade is safe and will never be overturned. And I think especially with Alito being sworn in, we need to be really vigilant about that.
See, I feel kind of the same way, but does that make us one-issue voters? I don't think it does it?
Well, I don't think it does, but I think it's really important to note that, you know, Planned Parenthood in I think 2002 or 2003 did a survey where 100% of pro-life people that they interviewed said that pro-life was the number one reason why they choose candidates and why they vote for candidates. And for pro-choice, the vast majority of people who are pro-choice, that's the sixth or seventh reason why they pick a candidate and vote. So I think that we really need to keep that idea in the forefront, that it's constantly at risk, and we really need to not make it our only issue, but I think it needs to be in the top one or two issues that we vote on.
What do you do if the party nominee is not does not believe in choice or a woman's right to choose? Do you vote for him or do you stay home?
Well, I you know, I that's difficult. You know, myself, I wouldn't vote for him. But that's
But would you stay home and then hand it over to say the governor's mansion to a Republican?
Well, no, that's true. I mean, I definitely would vote for a Democratic, you know, governor before I would vote for a Republican, but I think at the same time then that would mean that you become much much more active at your state and local levels when it comes to legislating choice. I think that, you know, whether or not we have a pro-choice governor, I think that we can do things at a local level to make sure that we preserve a woman's right to choose. And, you know, it's hard for me to hear us change it to a woman's right to privacy as much as I think that it is a big issue. I think it's sad that we have to pussyfoot around the issue, which is a woman's right to choose.
Yeah, but I don't think that I am tiptoeing around the issue. I think it's exactly that. I think it's the idea that the government comes in forces you to tells you what you can and cannot do, basically based on a medical decision that should be made by you privately or by your family.
Right. Absolutely. It kills me to hear people calling up and wanting to frame it in a much much broader sense, because I feel like that sort of takes away from the importance of what the issue is, and that's that a woman should have the right to choose medically what happens, you know, between her family and her physician, and not have anyone from the government you know, sort of telling us what we can and can't do with our bodies. And it is uniquely for a woman. So I guess,
all right, Harmony. I appreciate the call. Thanks. Have a good
day.
You're
welcome. Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. What a wonderful topic you've got going. But let me throw out this proposal. What if Beaupre came out and said, I am pro-choice? Just that one simple statement. Would people, in fact, vote for him based on that one issue? And we have to take – and I am absolutely pro-choice, and I support Planned Parenthood. I donate to them. I was very much involved in a local program that helped educate young teens, both female and male, of their responsibilities of how to prevent pregnancies. But if we turn it around and not look at all of those other issues, if we vote for an individual, and Ritter has said education, wouldn't it be great if there were no abortion clinics because people were educated, people took responsibility, not that the abortion clinics would be outlawed, but that people would become informed. Now, if we don't look at both of their track records, if people don't get involved and broaden out their sense of understanding of what those candidates stand for, and I think Ritter did a fine job last time he was on your program about talking, his personal feelings, and I respect that, are against abortion. But if Beaupre said, I am pro-choice, would everybody vote for him? come on, Democrats, let's look at a lot of the
issues. Because there would be other issues out there you would also be concerned with.
But people are calling in and saying that that is the sole issue. You know, if we
I don't think people are saying it's a sole issue. I think people are calling in and saying that it's an important issue to them. I don't think that not everybody's calling in saying that it's an important issue. Like the one caller called in who wants to, who wanted to bring up the fact of what went on when Bill Ritter was the DA and the police shootings. I mean, I think...
Absolutely, and those are the kinds of issues that for both of the Republican and the Democrat candidate, we have got to understand what their philosophy on governing a state would be. And that's the most imperative thing. I am not going to turn it over to a Republican. But I am looking very thoroughly at Ritter's decisions that he has made. I am looking at Beaupre, and it doesn't take long for me to look at Beaupre's issues and how he has voted to determine which way I'm going to go. And absolutely, a woman's choice to choose is a very important issue to me, to a lot of men, and a lot of moderate Republicans feel that same way. But let's not focus just on that one issue.
I don't think anybody's suggesting that we do, but I think that the tone of the conversation has kind of gone that way. And
yeah,
I've been partially responsible for that, because for me and for a lot of people, that's a big stumbling block. But as I've said before, if he gets the nomination, I'm voting for him. But as long as there's a primary going on, very interested in Lindstrom, and I'm very interested to see if Alice Madden gets in, and I'm very interested to see what they have to say and what they have to bring to the mix. Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. Have a good day. Okay, sloppy talk show host that allows caller to hang up on the air on him. All right, coming up here, we're going to talk about the whole circus yesterday with Alberto Gonzalez over the president's NSA illegal wiretapping. And then coming up at 8 o'clock, it's Ambassador Joe Wilson. That's all coming up here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Right now, Progressive Traffic on AM 760 with Karen Kelly. Karen.
Thank you, Jay. We have our first highway accident this morning, eastbound I-270 at Vasquez. It's a three-car accident off to the right shoulder. Backups in that area. Do have some heavy traffic set at I-25 between 104th and 84th. Further down the highway as well from 38th to Spear, then through the Tech Center. If you're headed in from Lakewood between Sheridan and I-25 on eastbound 6, you're going to see some stop-and-go traffic there as well. Mostly sunny today with the high in the lower 50s for those of the foothills. Wind gusts possible up to 35 miles per hour.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Card or AAA card. U.S. Airport Parking is located on Tower Road, just north of Pena. U.S. Airport Parking.
Broadcasting around the country.
Welcome back to the Ed Schultz Show.
And beyond.
Yes, we are on Armed Forces Network.
Ed Schultz around the world. And on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All around the world. Why should that surprise you?
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we know you like to keep your morning routine simple. And we notice some breakfast places help you out by assigning numbers to their value meals. So we thought we'd try it. Let's start with our classic fresh baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel-like sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffee. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel-like sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to denverhomeprice.com. At denverhomeprice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from denverhomeprice.com is absolutely free. Visit denverhomeprice.com. That's denverhomeprice.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You let a misleading statement about one of the central issues of your confirmation, your view of executive power, stay on the record until the New York Times revealed the program.
Senator, I told the truth then. I'm telling the truth now. You asked about a hypothetical situation of the President of the United States authorizing electronic surveillance in violation of our criminal statutes. That has not occurred.
That's Alberto Gonzalez rebutting Russell Feingold, Senator from Wisconsin. 7:35, 25 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 49. Under partly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Let's say hello to my old buddy, Faz Secure. Faz is the assistant editor of the Progress Report and thinkprogress.org. And he is also from the Center for American Progress. And Faz, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. Great to be on with you again.
Yeah, good to have you on. All right. Let's talk about what went on yesterday, which I'm not sure what was accomplished out of that. First of all, why wasn't Alberto Gonzalez put under oath?
That's a really good question. I think that, you know, we went back and looked at what Arlen Specter had said in April 2005 when he took over the chairmanship of the Judiciary Committee. He said, quote, "I'm going to put everybody under oath when we have testimony, as we do on confirmation hearings." He basically pledged that everybody who came before the committee would go under oath. And then yesterday he was singing a different tune, of course. He said that this is not really a good way to begin this hearing because he refused to put Gonzalez under oath.
So what happens if Gonzalez perjures himself?
Specter's argument was that, well, we can still go after him under these various statutes that have been used before, but actually Congress never does that. If he had lied, I don't think the Congress would have the willingness to go after him and say that he lied. Even yesterday when it was revealed by Senator Feingold that he had perjured himself previously, it didn't seem like Specter really cared about that.
All right, Gonzalez, to me, he didn't do a very good job of clarifying which Feingold was sitting there cross-examining him about his changing positions on wiretaps. I mean, it seems to me he's saying something different now than when he said he was being confirmed as Attorney General.
Yeah, when he was being confirmed as Attorney General, he told Senator Feingold that it was a hypothetical situation that the president had authority to conduct these warrantless wiretaps. But what he didn't tell you at that time was that he was authorizing the use of such a program. He wanted you to believe that, well, theoretically, it's a type of power that the president could have, but he probably wouldn't do that sort of thing because we follow the law. But, of course, they were doing that program, and so yesterday he had to come before the committee, explain why they were conducting this program, why it was legal, and he failed on both counts, saying that the administration won't budge from its position that this illegal program continue.
Unbelievable. No, maybe I should. Considering this administration, maybe I shouldn't say unbelievable. I didn't come away yesterday in the bits and pieces that I saw. I don't have, and I don't think any of the American people have, any idea about what the scope of this program truly and really is, who's being looked on, in on, what the story is. And it seems to me that we're supposed to just take the government's explanation, George W. Bush's explanation, at face value and accept it.
That's right. I mean, at its core, the defense yesterday was just trust us. And, of course, the administration has very little credibility to be asking us to trust anything that they say. I thought it was really interesting that, you know, there were two opportunities, I thought, that Gonzalez had yesterday to rebut any concerns amongst the American public that they are being spied on. And each of those times, one was asked, I think, by Senator Feinstein, another one was asked by Senator Biden. They each asked, are you guys spying on political opponents, and are you just spying on other Americans besides al-Qaeda or al-Qaeda affiliates? To each of those questions, Gonzalez said, well, I can't give you any assurances that we aren't doing that. I mean, it was really an opportunity for him to really put to rest any concerns that this program is being conducted in an illegal way, but he couldn't do that.
Yeah, and how did those of us who, and I'm not just saying myself, I'm saying anybody who's considered to be political opponents of the administration or engaged in groups that politically oppose what the administration's up to, both maybe the war in Iraq and in other things, how do we know we're not being spied on by these people?
Well, sure, let's just take me as an example. I am a Pakistani Muslim, and I have worked for the Democratic Party at one point. So there are a number of things in my portfolio. I've made calls overseas to family. So it's possible that, you know, 5, 8, 10 degrees down the line, I might be somehow wrapped up in this program, and now this call with you is being spied on. So I think that the fact that they aren't able to put to rest that that these concerns that average Americans are being wrapped up in this program is a really important thing that we need to look at, and it's particularly because of the administration's history of going after groups like PETA, ACLU, a number of other groups that we know that they've gone after. They need to make sure that these concerns are put to rest before they continue with this program.
Coming up on 7:40, 20 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Faz Shakir with me. He's the assistant editor of the Progress Report and thinkprogress.org, and he's also from the Center for American Progress. See, I fall into the same category. I've mentioned this on the air before. I exchange emails with friends in Cuba and do it on a regular basis. How do I know my email's not being looked at and being read? Even though there's nothing subversive going on between any of us, and there's very little discussion of even foreign policy, I don't think it's right that the government should, like, peek into my emails and not be able to get a warrant simply because... you know, where it's being routed to or what the target country is?
Yeah, and Jimmy Carter, President Carter, came out today saying that there's no guarantees that the privacy of ordinary Americans isn't being abridged in some way, and that this program is disgraceful and illegal. So I thought that was a very strong statement coming from a former president. I hope that Arlen Specter calls him before the committee, and I've heard that Senator Specter is considering doing that.
And he said he would go before the committee, and he would testify. You know, the other thing about Gonzalez that bothers me is, why won't he release any Justice Department paperwork regarding these wiretappings? Why won't he release anything? He seems to... They don't want to give us any paperwork at all.
No, I mean, that's the pattern of this administration, right? They stonewalled the 9/11 commission. They've been very hesitant to turn over anything, and then, you know, when we realized that the PDB came out that showed that Bin Laden was determined to strike in the U.S., we realized why they had something to hide. I think that the same is the case here. Every time that they've stonewalled, it seems that they have something to hide. And by stonewalling once again, I think that they're losing credibility, and I think it will force the committee to subpoena those records, which they have the power to do and which Specter has indicated that he'd be interested in doing if there's a case to be made.
And then, of course, you know the White House is going to turn right around and cite executive privilege.
Exactly. They'll probably fight it, and I think that's the type of fight we want to have because it shows with each move that they make that they are, that this is like an unconstitutional presidency, that they don't want to follow any laws, that they're above the law.
You really think, though, that Arlen Specter's got what it takes to pull that off? I mean, God, I saw Orrin Hatch yesterday sitting there just excusing away the administration's, excusing away Alberto Gonzalez's conduct and the administration's conduct. Do you think that do you think that Arlen Specter's enough of a maverick to be able to pull that off?
Well, here's the reason why there's hope that he is going to be strong enough. It's because that he's not alone here. He's got Mike DeWine on his side, senator from Ohio. He's got Sam Brownback, senator from Kansas. He's got a couple other people on the committee who are with him in the sense that they're arguing that this program is illegal and that it needs to have some more oversight. So I think there's actually a plurality on the committee, a supermajority on the committee of bipartisan senators who think that this program either needs to be amended or that it needs to go before the FISA court and they need to sanction it. So I think it's more than Specter now. I think that there's enough people here to make a movement happen.
All right, one last question here for you. Let's just say that in the upcoming elections in November, God is good to us, Allah is good to us, or whoever you worship is good to us, and we pick up 15 seats. We get control of the House. We start after this president. Is this enough to throw the I word around?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting that Bruce Fein yesterday, a conservative legal expert, a 12-year veteran of the Reagan Justice Department, came out and said that just trust us is not a good principle for this administration to have, and that if they continue on the course that they are, then impeachment is an option. I think that we need to start spreading the word that impeachment is being an option, is an option being considered not just by Democrats but also by mainstream conservatives. And if there is a bipartisan coalition of people who are very concerned about this, I think that you can at least raise the profile of this issue enough that the American public will start to pay attention. The polls will reflect that, and I think that's the way you get Congress to move on this.
You really think it would happen?
With the campaign for 06, you know, a lot of people, politicians will do whatever it takes to win. And if the American public indicates a desire to see impeachment or to see a more aggressive oversight, I think that, yeah, I could plausibly see candidates running for office saying, if you vote for me, I will raise the issue of impeachment, and that they would get some votes.
Faz, you're the best, man. I hope you're 100% right, man. I really do. Oh, good Lord. You're like a gift this early in the morning. Thank you so much for being on the program. And, oh, by the way, plug your websites.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, on our blog, thinkprogress.org, we had a good coverage of the hearing yesterday, a lot of video out there, so if people didn't see the hearings, they should go check out thinkprogress.org for some video. And progressreport.org, we're covering the hearing as well.
All right. Faz, good to talk to you, man, and we'll have you on again real soon.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Thanks. All right, there's Faz Shakur, and he's the assistant editor of the Progress Report and thinkprogress.org at the Center for American Progress, if I can get my mouth working. Coming up here at after 8 o'clock, Ambassador Joe Wilson, and we'll talk about the latest development in the Scooter Libby case and the CIA Valerie Plame situation. We'll talk to him.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review from Jazz at Jack's. Go here, period. This may be the best place for live jazz in Denver. We haven't been to every jazz club in town yet, so to be fair, we'll say it's in the top two. As soon as more people find out about it, you'll be waiting in line to get in. Jazz at Jack's at 15th and Platt.
Give your review. Log on to maxnights.com and tell them where you want to go. Maxnights.com.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Want to live it up at the next Avalanche home game? Well, go to AmberHomes.com and register to win tickets in their luxury suite. Amber Homes is a proud sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Sign up to win tickets now at AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Call the American Diabetes Association at 1-888-DIABETES or visit diabetes.org/Denver.
Al Franken.
Under this, and by the way, they say it's during war, and this war is going to last forever, right? Well, this war essentially is an everlasting war against terror, and it's never going to end. So what they're saying is, from now on, the president can do anything, including breaking down the door of your house, and President Bush can go slap your wife around if he thinks it's necessary. If she Googled roach bomb, for example.
Al Franken. The Al Franken Show. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. That price gets you pads that are manufactured to the highest standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help you keep safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake inspection, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
There's a place where a total stranger will give you their blood. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where a person who doesn't look like you, talk like you, or dress like you will give you shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org.
My wife works hard. The kids are 10, 6, and 3. Our life together gets a little crazy. So I called Applebee's like I've done before. They brought our favorite foods out to my car door.
With Applebee's Carside to Go, you call it in, we bring it out.
Now my wife wants to meet me just as fast as she can. Cause there's something women like about a pickup man.
Applebee's Carside to Go. It's not fast food, it's Applebee's Food Fast at participating locations.
Well, word has it that Comcast Workplace can help any small business be more productive. And to prove it, we're here with Beth Padnick, president of Padnick Investments. So Beth, how's business?
Oh, we're having a pretty good year, thank you.
Got any hot tips for us?
Yes, I do. Invest in Comcast Workplace for your small business.
Uh-huh.
It's been a big plus for us. Comcast gives us more speed than DSL, so we can do research online faster, react quicker.
Dump those dogs before they crash, huh, Beth?
I beg your pardon. We focus on secure investments here.
Sorry.
Which reminds me, Comcast includes McAfee Security. Free.
Like no extra charge?
That's right.
But that's not inside information or anything, is it? Because, I'm not going to Club Fed.
Not unless this is being recorded. It's not, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Comcast Workplace. Speed, security, and know-how to help your small business.
Ever been to prison?
Well, just visiting Mom.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. Always
late. With your kisses.
Little Lefty Brazel for Bill Campbell.
Won't you come?
Who is the new boss
arms,
of Willie FM?
Darling,
which I don't think this company has a horse in that race, do we? So we don't care.
Always
God, I love Lefty Brazel. 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Old time country music is where it's at.
Why,
isn't that great?
Me this way.
Boy, you know, you listen to enough of this, man, you'll start drinking again, I swear. It all started out in a small radio station, 250 watts in Del Rio, Texas. Yeah, and this is when we used to play this stuff. Got Ambassador Joe Wilson coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, and we'll talk to him about the latest story that was out yesterday. Newly released court papers could put holes in the defense of Dick Cheney's former chief of staff, I. Lewis Scooter Libby, in the Valerie Plame leak case. Lawyers for Libby and White House allies have repeatedly questioned whether Plame, the wife of White House critic Joe Wilson, really had covert status when she was outed in the media in July 2003. But Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald found that Plame had indeed done covert work overseas on counterproliferation matters in the past 5 years. And, you know, if you ever sample the mainstream or even the right-wing media, this is something they've been floating around for a long, long, long time. Now, Mark Waldman, for Media Matters for America, who we usually have on every single Tuesday, is under the weather today. And so hopefully we'll have him tomorrow. I'm going to hang on to this piece of paper, and I'll run this by him, and he will tell you. And we'll give you examples of where people from the right-wing talking heads have gotten all over the media and have tried to shop this idea that she was never undercover. And you know something? It ain't true she was. And we'll ask Joe Wilson, Ambassador Wilson, who's, by the way, going to be here on behalf of the Larimer County Democrats. And we thank them for helping hook us up with this. And we'll get into all of that. We'll get into all that coming up next hour. I wanted to bring this up, a couple of things up, and remind you about some things. Coming up after 9 o'clock this morning, The Guardian had an article about Tony Blair and George W. Bush, and Tony Blair and Bush, and about their plans to invade Iraq, and about this whole idea of taking U-2s, fighter jets, and dressing them up UN planes, trying to provoke Saddam Hussein into getting into some kind of a skirmish. Well, the guy who wrote this, the guy who broke the story in Britain, his name is Philip Sands, and it's taken from a book of his, which is going to be published next week, called Lawless World, America and the Making and Breaking of Global Rules. We're going to have him on after 9 o'clock live from London. So you'll want to stick around for that, The Guardian. A lot of people are calling this the Downing Street Memo number 2. And we'll have him on. That's coming up after 9 o'clock. And the article that was written in The Guardian was Blair Bush Deal Before Iraq War Revealed in Secret Memo. Prime Minister promised to be solidly behind U.S. invasion with or without U.N. backing. And this gets into this whole thing about how Mr. Bush told Mr. Blair that the U.S. was so worried about the failure to find hard evidence against Saddam that it thought of flying U-2 reconnaissance aircrafts with fighter cover over Iraq painted in U.N. colors. And Mr. Bush added that if Saddam fired on them, he would be in breach of U.N. resolutions. So we'll get into that whole thing about how the intelligence needs to be manufactured around the foreign policy. And we've got that coming up after 8 o'clock. You know, this whole cartoon thing that is spreading around the Muslim world. We had an imam on yesterday, early yesterday morning. It was about 6:30, 6:35. I don't know if you were up and heard it or whether you missed it or not. And I failed to ask him. A guy sent me an email, and he was right about this. I failed to ask him, well, what about all of the cartoons that have appeared in the Arab press over the years, characterizations of Jews that portray Jews as having big noses and being very money greedy and are very, very non-flattering. Well, Iran's biggest paper, has launched a Holocaust cartoon competition. Check this out. I'm not making this up. This comes from the Times Online. Iran's biggest selling newspaper has waded into the Muhammad controversy by launching a competition to find the 12 best cartoons about the Holocaust. Farid Moratavi, graphics editor for Tehran's Hamashari newspaper, said that the deliberately inflammatory contest would test how committed the Europeans were to the concept of freedom of expression. The Western papers printed these sacrilegious cartoons on the pretext of freedom of expression, so let's see if they mean what they say. And also print these Holocaust cartoons, he said. Karen Pollack, chief executive of the Holocaust Education Trust Fund, said that the victims of the Holocaust and their families were growing used to insults by Iran. It's just very, very sad, she told Times Online. You know, the thing I would say to this guy in Iran, and I would love to call over there and try to get an interview with him if we could, I would say to him, two wrongs don't make a right. That'd be number one. I mean, if you think that the blasphemous pictures of Muhammad are bad, why would you turn around and then replicate that same behavior? And number two, even if we found that objectionable, most of us, at least I would think 99.99% of us in the West, would not run down to the Iranian embassy in Washington, D.C. and try to burn the sucker down because we'd be angry about it. We would just write it off as, well, it figures. And I don't know if we could get an interview with this guy, but we could certainly try. But I don't think, no matter how mad we were, I don't think we would go and man, I hate to say this because I know I'm going to catch hell for saying it, but I don't care. You know what? We all have something in our lives that we hold sacred. We all have something in our lives and our belief systems that we hold sacred. We all have things that we see that are upsetting. You remember the big row in this country over the Andreas Serrano art exhibit? Christ in a jar of urine, remember that one? And people just went crazy over that. But you know what? You wouldn't go and run out and storm the museum and try to burn the museum down that had the piece in there, would you? Or try to kill, he's already dead, but I mean, you wouldn't try to kill Andreas Serrano because of it. No, I mean, you just voice your displeasure in public, and some people go even farther and try to enact restrictive laws to try to cut down on that stuff, which I also disagree with. But you don't get out there and use violence as a method to exert social change or censorship. And, well, there's something I really want to say about this, but I'm just not going to say it because I just don't want to get into trouble. So I'll hold it for another time. Coming up, Ambassador Joe Wilson. Stick around.
Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
No, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Eagle Creek is an Amber Homes Higher Standard community, affordably priced in the 170s. Eagle Creek is one of the lowest per square foot single family homes in Commerce City. Check out the spacious bedrooms and bigger yards. Amber Homes has been providing quality homes at an affordable price since 1998. So stop throwing your money away on rent and picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Go today to any Amber Homes community and discover a great home for a great price. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
303-713-8318.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin.
Al Franken.
Ed Schultz.
Randy Rhodes.
The Majority Report.
And Mike Malloy.
Your progressive station.
KKZN. Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settenhammy. The funeral service for Coretta Scott King won't begin for another 2 hours, but mourners are already standing in line outside a suburban Atlanta church. CBS's Peter King is live with the latest from windswept Lithonia, Georgia.
Hundreds of people are waiting to get in. Others are coming here by bus from a shopping mall parking lot, but many have given up on those shuttles because of long lines. They do want to be here so badly that they've walked the 3 miles, or in some cases, been pushed here in wheelchairs. Many of the walkers are elderly people. Some are using canes on this very chilly, breezy morning. Frank?
And President and Mrs. Bush and former Presidents Bush, Clinton, and Carter will attend the funeral. General Motors executives and stockholders are sharing the pain of thousands of GM workers who stand to lose their jobs. The company is cutting its stock dividend in half and cutting the pay of Chairman Rick Wagner by 50%.
We're under no illusions that this is going to be a significant sacrifice for everybody involved.
Some of Wagner's top deputies will take a 30% pay cut. Violence sparked by angry reaction to European newspaper caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad has claimed at least one more life. It happened at a protest by Muslims in the city of Maimana, Afghanistan. In Kabul, angry Muslims fought police outside a Danish diplomatic office. A Danish paper was the first to run a cartoon showing the Prophet Muhammad wearing a bomb in his turban. The government is pulling the plug on an ambitious study that was just getting off the ground. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
It was supposed to be the largest study of American children ever. Pregnant women started signing up, the goal to track 100,000 kids from their mother's wombs to age 21 to see how diet, TV watching, and other factors affect children's health. The head of the research project, Dr. Alan Fleischman, now learns the federal budget cancels the study.
It's very myopic. It's short-sighted.
He says childhood diabetes and obesity might have been explained.
The National Children's Study could save hundreds of billions of dollars.
Government health officials say they had to make hard choices. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Nature is on the rampage in Southern California, where more than 3,000 acres of brush near Anaheim have gone up in smoke, and 2,000 families have been forced from their homes. KNX Radio's Todd Lights has the latest.
Firefighters know that they're racing against time right now to do as much work as they can before the winds kick up again and start to push this fire inexorably toward the west where those homes are.
Red flag fire warnings are in effect from Santa Barbara to the Mexican border. Hamburger wrappers, coffee cups, all sorts of litter on the streets around fast food restaurants. Well, Oakland City Councilwoman Jane Bruner is fed up. She's proposing a fast food tax to pay the cost of cleaning up.
We really need them to help us and be good neighbors. If they're making a profit off of the fast food, then they have to help pick up the litter.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead almost 17 points. NASDAQ is up a point and a half. This is CBS News.
Want to be a big hit this Valentine's? You need to know 1-800-Flowers.com. They have the ultimate Valentine's gifts, and the flowers always get rave reviews. Tulips, roses, orchids, they're all gorgeous. And 1-800-Flowers.com delivers their flowers at the peak of perfection, even same day. And you can add chocolates or a teddy bear to any bouquet to make the perfect gift even more perfect. Just call or log on to 1-800-Flowers.com today and mention Lisa. You'll save 10% on anything you order. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/radio for details.
How hard can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Homes sold by a real estate professional sell for up to 16% more compared to selling on your own.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we had our first accident of the morning with some eastbound I-70 between York and Vasquez. There's quite a few cars involved in this one. Six cars total, three cars off to the right shoulder, three cars off to the left shoulder. Now, no lanes are actually blocked, but your eastbound traffic is slow onto the turnpike. Westbound, you're slow from I-70. If you're headed in on the turnpike eastbound between Federal and I-25, you're going to see some brake lights there. Also running southbound I-25 is running heavy through the Thornton North Bend area from 104th down to around 84th from 38th to Spear, then further down through the Tech Center. And your weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the lower 50s. For those in the foothills, we do have some wind gusts possible up to 35 miles per hour this morning.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Eggs and cheese between two sweet griddle cakes. Make it an extra value meal with hash browns and a coffee. Make it a great day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test fewer than 10 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:05, 5 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 49, partly sunny skies, and it's good to have you along. Coming up in March, Ambassador Joe Wilson will be the special keynote speaker coming up Saturday, March 18th at the Larimer County Democrats' annual President's Day dinner. And on the line with us right now is Ambassador Joe Wilson. And Ambassador, welcome to AM 760. Great to have you on.
Well, it's great to be with you. How are you all today?
We're doing great, and we look forward to having you at the President's Day dinner for the Larimer County Democrats.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well. I haven't been to Colorado in a couple of years. I'm going to hopefully be there long enough to check out some of the snow.
Oh, well, there's not much on the ground here, but you can go see it in the mountains. There'll be plenty of it. Listen, there's Michael Isikoff ran a thing in Newsweek, I believe it was yesterday, that said newly released court papers could put holes in the defense of Dick Cheney's former chief of staff, I-Scooter Louis Libby, in the Valerie Plame leak case. Lawyers for Libby and White House allies, and I know you've heard this, have repeatedly questioned whether Plame, the wife of White House critic Joe Wilson, really had covert status when she was outed to the media in July 2003. But Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald found that Plame had indeed done covert work overseas on counterproliferation matters in the past 5 years, and that the CIA was making specific efforts to conceal her identity. Now, you know that they've been saying this, and these right-wing talking heads in the media have been claiming that she was never covert. I mean, that she hadn't been covert in years. They've been claiming this. And now here's Fitzgerald coming forward and saying, well, she was covert.
Well, in actual fact, the CIA would never have referred this matter to the Justice Department had they not believed that a possible violation of law had taken place, and specifically a law concerning the protection of the identity of a CIA officer. So I've known, for quite a while, and in fact, the CIA made it very clear 2 years ago when they advanced the case. The right-wing talking heads, as you called them, and I think that's probably a useful way of describing them, really, frankly, don't know what they're talking about and never have. And all of this effort on the part, first of the right wing and now of Libya's defense team, is to try and confuse people about, one, Valerie's status, and two, now Mr. Libya is trying to confuse people about what this crime and what this trial will be all about.
Let's jump to the Niger situation and, of course, the infamous words that have been talked about and bandied about, and that the president went ahead and put in the State of the Union, or that they went ahead and put in, and that he mouthed, and it turned out not to be true. When you first got back, and you realized that there was no attempt by the Iraqi government to buy anything from Niger, mainly because what they didn't have it, and you went to them and told them that that there was nothing there. What was the CIA's first response to that?
Well, there wasn't a particular response. I spoke to the reports officer, and he took the report down and went back and turned it into CIA language for distribution around the U.S. government. Mr. Cheney, of course, claims he never saw the report, but the last time I looked, Mr. Cheney's office is part of the U.S. government. So if he didn't see the report, somebody was not serving him well, or else he wasn't looking very carefully. But there was no particular reaction. Indeed, subsequently, when I spoke to a senior official at the State Department, his comment about the 16 words in the State of the Union address to me was, you don't believe that if we had seen that speech before it went in, before the president gave it, that we would have allowed that reference to be in there. And this was the Assistant Secretary for African Affairs. So everybody who knew anything about the matter understood that there was nothing to the allegation, including, by the way, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence.
So you're sitting there watching the speech, as most Americans, I guess, usually do when the president speaks, and particularly when it's the State of the Union, and he comes out with those 16 words. What was your feel? How did you feel? What was your feeling?
Well, so long as the president was referring to Africa and was not saying anything other than that, he could have been referring to one of the other three countries in Africa that produce uranium, two of which I served in, one as ambassador, where we actually followed the uranium business rather closely. It was only when Dr. Albaradei told the world that the U.S. government had provided him with documents in support of the president's assertion, and those documents had turned out to be false, and those documents related to Niger's sale of uranium to Iraq. It was at that point in the middle of March that I realized that the president, in his State of the Union address, had misspoken and, in fact, had been speaking about the case that I had been in specifically asked to look into.
And we've never gotten down to, nobody's ever gotten down to the bottom of who forged those documents.
No, nobody's gotten down to the bottom of who forged the documents. And while the whole world knows the name of Valerie Wilson, nobody knows the name of the people who put the lie in the president's speech.
Yeah, that's very true, too. We don't know. Everybody kind of backpedals away from taking responsibility for inserting it in there. Yet it's got to rest with somebody.
Well, the administration was hugely successful in making this case not about the lie in the president's speech, but about Wilson and his wife.
Yeah.
And they did so with all these lies that you began the conversation by mentioning, whether she was covert, whether she wasn't covert, whether she recommended me. I was an ambassador to a number of African countries. I was senior director on the president's National Security Council staff for Africa. I had done a lot of work in Niger, including work at the request of the CIA in the late 90s. I certainly didn't need my wife to go to the garden spot of Niamey on a pro bono trip.
Mm. Really? In order to know all of this and figure it out, right?
It was a legitimate question to be raised, and I happen to be one of a very select few who actually knew a lot about both the subject matter and the Niger government. In fact, the only one who knew both about Niger and about Iraq, because I'd served in Iraq as the chief of mission, the acting ambassador during the first Gulf War.
12 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, Ambassador Joe Wilson on the line with us. He'll be at the annual President's Day dinner for the Larimer County Democrats. If you want to get tickets to go see him speak, it's LarimerDems.org, LarimerDems.org. Let's move away from that for a second. I want to talk about what you're up to today. I want to talk about what's gone. How has your life changed with all of this? I mean, now your wife is basically retired. Talk about the changes you've gone through since this whole thing blew up.
Well, Valerie's actually resigned from the CIA. She would have retired were she old enough, but she's She's resigned simply because it became impossible for her to do her job once her identity became became a matter of public record. I think that's a great, terribly unfortunate. She was considered a star in her business and, and would have moved up to very senior positions. Indeed, she was working on counterproliferation. She went to work every day to try and make sure that weapons of mass destruction did not, in fact, explode in American metropolitan areas. But that's behind us, and we fully understand that the people lose their jobs every day. And so she is determined not to feel like a victim in all of this, and rather to remind people that the crime, if crimes were committed against all Americans, not just against the Wilson family, but against all Americans and the national security of all Americans. One of the great ironies, of course, is now we're talking about eavesdropping, and we're being told by the president that it's okay that we're only going after the bad guys.
Right.
Political use would be made of this information. But we are a shining example of the extent to which national security information in the hands of the wrong people, in the hands of the Karl Rove and Scooter Libby's of the world, can be used for political purposes. And in this case, it was used to defame me and to send a message to others that if you do to us, if you challenge us, this administration, in this great democracy of ours, we will do to you what we just did to Wilson's family.
Are you waiting for the outcome of the Fitzgerald situation to decide whether to take legal action against any anybody who may be involved in this?
Well, we're currently exploring all options. The Libby team has now signaled that it has every intention of trying to make this case about Valerie and me and not about Mr. Libby's lies to the FBI, to the grand jury, and to the special prosecutor. That now makes this obligatory for us not just to defend ourselves, but also, I think, to counteract. So we're looking at the mechanisms for setting up a legal fund that will now enable us to pursue this and pursue them. I think that they have trampled on our constitutional rights, our First Amendment rights, and they should be held to account. And if they think that that I'm going to stand by and let them roll over me, I didn't do it 3 years ago. We're certainly not going to do it now.
Well, I don't want to sound like a suck-up or a sycophant, but, I mean, is this going to be a public defense fund type of thing? Because I'll tell you what, man, I'd peel off $100 right now.
I think once we get this thing set up, it will no doubt be public, and we will certainly no doubt call on you and all other Americans who care about this country. I mean, this is something to allow us to defend ourselves, and ultimately it will be allow us to pursue them, and in the hopes that an outcome would benefit all of us.
You've got kids. I'm not going to ask personally about them, but I want to ask this question. Someday you're going to have to sit down and discuss this with them. Someday you're going to, if you haven't already, someday you're going to have to sit down and talk to them about what happened to Mom and Dad. How are you going to explain it, or how have you explained it to them?
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that what I did in writing my 1,500 words in the New York Times that launched all this was an act of civic duty, in my judgment. It was an act of good citizenship. It was not an act of great political or moral courage. It was what people around this country do every day in petitioning their government when they don't like the decisions their government is contemplating or have taken at every level, whether it's somebody going down to complain to the Planning Commission about the Walmart that's going in down the street or whatever it might be. And it ought to be seen in that light. And if there's an example of what has happened to Valerie and me, it is that it is the responsibility of citizens in a great democracy to stand up and hold their government to account for what the government has said and done in the name of the American people, because that is what keeps our democracy vigorous and strong. Now, I think my understanding is that children develop their values by the time they're 5 years old, and I would hope that among the values that we may have imparted to our kids through this experience is the responsibility of good citizenship.
With all of this that has come down, including now the NSA situation and the NSA story, do you think this president ought to be impeached?
Well, as a practical matter, unless we have control of the houses of Congress, or unless by some sort of feat the Republican majority decides that it is going to take its constitutional responsibilities of providing congressional oversight, more importantly than its blind loyalty to an administration that's out of control, unless that happens, as a practical matter, or impeachment's not going to happen. That's why the election of 2004 was so critical, and that's why, of course, the election in 2006 is critical. And ultimately, for the sake of getting our democracy back on the right track, and getting these conservatives, who, by the way, this is not your parents' Republican Party. These
right.
are a band of radicals who have really stolen the mantle of one of the great parties of the American political system and are using it to put into place their own radical solutions. Now, my view is that they operate so far outside the parameters of acceptable American political behavior that Republicans ought to shun them.
Well, on the Democratic side, all we need to do is pick up 15 seats in the House, and at least we can start causing some trouble. It's better off than where we are now.
And I think Colorado is one of the key states in both in the 06 election and the 08 election. And that's why I'm absolutely delighted, first of all, to be coming out west. I'm from the west. But I'm also delighted to come to Colorado, where I think the political winds are changing. I have a lot of good friends in Colorado, and I look forward to seeing a bunch of them. And I don't know what one does at a president's dinner in Colorado. Does one announce he's running for president?
No.
Do I have to plug that into my speech?
No, I don't think you do.
Deny it, rather?
No, I don't think you have to do either. I think there'd be a lot of people who would be thrilled if you did decide to run for public office. But I think basically all you have to do is show up and just relate your experiences and do what you're doing right here, which you do so well. I thank you so much for being on the program. I mean, to me, you and your wife, both of you, are American heroes, and it's really an honor to have you on.
Well, it's kind of you to say so. What I'd like to remind people, however, is in this particular case, what we are just trying to do is be good citizenship, and it says a lot about the world we live in at this stage in our democracy that good citizenship is somehow mistaken for heroism or political courage. That says a lot more about the administration than it says about Valerie and me. What we would hope that people get out of this is the willingness to stand up and be good citizens and hold this particular government and all governments to account for what governments do in the name of the people. That is what Ben Franklin meant when he said, "Madam, we have bequeathed you a republic if you can keep it."
Absolutely. Well, let us know when you get that defense fund up and cooking, too.
Terrific. You can count on it. Thanks so much.
Thank you very, very much. There's Ambassador Joe Wilson. And let me remind you now, you can see him speak live at the Larimer County Democrats' annual President's Day dinner. That's coming up Saturday, March the 18th. He'll be the keynote speaker. If you want to get tickets, go to LarimerDems.org. That's LarimerDems.org for tickets. That's coming up Saturday, March the 18th, 2006, and Ambassador Joseph Wilson will be the keynote speaker, and it should be marvelous. And once again, go to Larimer.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review.
I just turned 21, and my older girlfriends wanted to take me to a fun party spot. Since I've never been to a real nightclub, I didn't know what to expect. I went last Friday, and wow, the DJ played everything I love. The bartenders gave me great drinks all night and even remembered my name. I came back the next night to find out the party gets even crazier.
Rise Nightclub at 19th and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hi, I'm Bob Bowers, and by now you've probably heard about my company, the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. You might be wondering if we can help you. If you suffer from occasional fatigue, our centers are really not for you. However, if you're struggling to get through each day, we definitely can help you. You may have a host of underlying issues that cause this unrelenting fatigue. I know, because I too lived with this fatigue for way too long before I found help. My life nearly crumbled around me as it spiraled out of control. The solution to this condition is usually not that simple, but it can be overcome. If you would like more information, please come to our free monthly educational seminar. Meet our doctors, talk with our staff, and learn about your condition. Call us at 720-488-1400. That's 720-488-1400. Seats are limited, so call us today, 720-488-1400. This free 90-minute seminar is the first step to getting your life back.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review.
In town on business, found the bar through the site. Wow, never seen anything like it. You have to check out the specials for yourself. Best sports bar in Denver, period. Hot waitresses, too.
Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Gerard Menard, Fred Lebrato, the people working out there, they'll go the extra mile to help you out and to make sure that your buying experience is a unique and a good one. Every automobile out there is fully and totally inspected and equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. The car that Mary and I bought out there, it was time for a routine oil change. So we figured, you know what the heck, we'd have the whole car looked over because we drive a lot. And the car came back and passed with flying colors. And all we simply needed was an oil change. And it's been that way with every automobile we bought at Rockies. Just had nothing but good experiences. And you will too. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can see their business philosophy. Check out the inventory. Or go see them in person. They're located at a very convenient place. You can't miss them. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Go see my friends at Rocky's Autos. It's worth the trip.
I've got a crush on you.
That unmistakable voice.
My sweetie pie.
That smoldering appeal.
All the day.
That Grammy nominee, Michael Bublé.
They hear me.
Get his new Hallmark CD for just $7.95 when you buy three cards. When you've got all that working for you this Valentine's Day, you're in a good place. Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown.
At participating stores while supplies last.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Myth number one. Cruises are too darn pricey.
Nonsense. With Travelocity's cruise super sale, there are tons of splendid cruise deals.
Myth two. Do not bring your own tunes to the cruise ballroom.
What? It's a classic.
As an exclusive benefit, MasterCard cardholders get up to $300 back. Visit Travelocity.com/supersale for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I love you.
All right, we're lefties.
I'll prove it in the
Howdy. Oh, man. 826, 26 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Lefty Frizzell, William Orville Frizzell from Corsican, Texas.
I think of you.
Can you remember that? Of course you can.
Did he play the guitar left-handed, hence Lefty Frizzell?
No, he was a boxer and was left-handed. I got some great stories about Lefty Frizzell that were given to me by other people, which I cannot tell on the radio here because I don't have time. Suffice it to say, though, that Mr. Frizzell had an alcohol problem in which he drank a quart and a half of gin a day. Can you imagine that? So you can imagine how he died.
Better than two quarts.
All right. I'll tell you what, we got a great interview coming up. I mentioned it earlier. I'll mention it again after 9 o'clock with Philip Sands. He's the British author who broke the story about Bush and about Blair determined to go into Iraq, even though that's not what Bush and Blair, particularly Bush, was saying publicly. And we'll talk to him after 9 o'clock. And we're going to talk to him live from London. Until that time, we can talk now about anything you want to talk about. I don't mind getting into open phones. The only thing that would, bad repercussion that I might get out of that is the management might get upset. But then again, you know what? Who gives a damn? Because I'd like a nice vacation anyway. 303-713-7600. Three lines open. Anything you want to talk about, let's get it on. If you want to go back and talk about the Ritter situation, we can do that. You want to talk about Alberto Gonzalez? You want to talk about the testimony yesterday? We can do that. You want to talk about the latest revelation with Valerie Plame? We can talk about that. You want to talk about the Iranian newspaper that has launched the Holocaust contest? We can talk about that. Any of those things we can get into. 303-713-7600. Anything from yesterday? It's okay with me. Let's go to Shelley, who's hanging on in Parker. Shelley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the testimony yesterday.
Sure.
I thought it was real interesting. Dianne Feinstein said the only reason she could think of that they didn't go to the FISA court was because they wanted to broaden their spying.
Right.
And probably spy on people they shouldn't be.
See, I think she's right on the money, and I think that a lot of people, as Faz Shakir pointed out, that without any checks and balances, who knows how broad all of this stuff is? Who knows who they're looking at, and who knows who they're watching?
And the fellow in the audience, I don't remember who pointed him out, called FISA or called to see who had been spying on him because he was, calling in and out of the United States, and the FISA court wouldn't tell him yes or no. Did you hear that?
I didn't see that. I saw Feinstein's part of it, though.
Yeah. And he was in the audience, and one of the senators pointed out that he couldn't even get an answer whether he had been spied on.
Well,
they wouldn't tell him. So how are we supposed to find out what's really going on when they're not going to come forth with anything? And it's just a waste of time.
It used to be in the old days, it used to be that you could file a Freedom of Information Act request to ask, if you've been spied on or if you have a file. For instance, I know that I've got a file because I filed a Freedom of Information Act. Oh, this must have been probably 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. A lot of it comes back redacted. It's blacked out. But you can at least get some idea that the federal government's been looking at you. Now, in this current situation, it appears that if they're looking at you, it appears that you're caught in this terrible catch-22 and that you can't find out one way or the other what's going on.
Yes, and I think they're using it as an excuse not to answer the questions to, national security.
Well, I think so, too. I think it's disgraceful, and I think that this White House has got a lot to answer for. As I said to Ambassador Joe Wilson, if we could just pick up 15 seats in the House, at least we could, get something going.
Yes, and I wanted to ask you, not to change the subject, but I didn't hear the author of that book about the voting you were talking about the other day.
Oh, it's Mark Crispin Miller.
Okay. That's very interesting. I'd like to read that book to see...
His writing is very good.
So if we lose the voting, we've lost our democracy.
Well, we haven't lost everything yet. We've got to get in there and keep pitching and keep trying, but we need reforms. There's no question about it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Shelley.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Open phones until we talk to author Philip Sands coming up at the top of the hour. Then we'll resume back with more open phones. Anything you want to talk about this morning during this segment is fine at 303-713-7600. And I've got two lines open. More calls coming up. 8:30 at AM. Well, I lied. It's 8:31 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Karen Kelly. Karen.
And we still have that mess in Commerce City, I-270 eastbound between York and Vasquez. It's a 6-car accident. 3 cars off to the right shoulder, 3 cars off to the left shoulder. No actual lanes blocked, but eastbound traffic, you're backing up onto the turnpike. Westbound, you have some curiosity slowing to I-70. Also, a brand new problem, westbound I-70 just west of Peoria. We have a 2-car crash there with police and emergency crews on the scene. Your weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the lower 50s. For those in the foothills, do have some wind gusts possible this morning, up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight it will be partly cloudy.
Do you hear that? Sounds like she's having fun. It's all because of a 2-hour comedy event, and it's tonight, only on ABC. All new episodes of According to Jim, Rodney, and Another Jim. Then, a special Tuesday episode of the new hit comedy Crumb, starring Jane Curtin, Fred Savage, and William Devane. 2 hours of fun and, well, laughter. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC.
Go clips and interviews to your MP3 player.
Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
You want to save money, right? But triple pane windows are too expensive. Wrong. Odyssey Windows are the most affordable triple pane window you can buy. Find out for yourself. Go to odysseywindows.com.
E-Y-S-S-E-Y, Odyssey Windows.
Tonight on 9 News at 10, is your wife or husband cheating on you with your money?
The number one reason people divorce is due to finances.
He just always assured me that everything was fine.
Financial infidelity.
And I felt really stupid. I just felt really scammed, duped.
If it starts with a 20 here and a 20 there, where will it end?
If you've been married for a while and you're keeping secrets from your spouse, it's time to fess up.
How to avoid financial infidelity. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Lefty. 8:34, 26 minutes in front of 9. We're going to get talked to by management about this. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. High today, 49. Partly sunny skies. And, you know, now we use CDs, and we're moving now to iPods and MP3 players. I have at home on record, on disc, I have a box set, big things, huge, German import. It's everything Lefty Frizzell ever did. And I just have to get a turntable in order to play it. And what I really want to do is I want to burn it to CD. Is that against the law, doing that, burn that to CD? I want to burn it to CD. I'm not even going to get on the air and ask if anybody can do it for me, because I know that's wrong. No, I didn't just ask. Don't put words in my mouth. All right, let's go back to the phones. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Steve, traveling on I-25. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I called you earlier this morning when you were talking about Bill Ritter, and some woman was giving you grief because she didn't think you should be criticizing Ritter.
Right.
And I wanted to kind of make a comment to her, if she's listening. Criticizing Ritter is on the abortion issue is not a bad thing to do, and here's why. Ritter has said that if anti-abortion legislation makes it to his desk as governor, he will sign it. Doesn't matter that he won't push the legislation through. If the legislature should switch over and become Republican and they send him a bill after Roe versus Wade is overturned, he's going to sign it. And that makes him a threat to women in Colorado. And I don't think there's any way to avoid that fact.
Well, when I have him on again, and we will, and hopefully he'll come on again, I'll specifically ask him that question. I'll say,
well,
to him,
it was in the newspaper today.
Yeah, I know, but I'll get it on record on this show, too. I mean, I'll make it, you know, because it's incumbent upon me Look, even if though it's in the newspaper, it's incumbent upon me to answer to ask him the same question. Otherwise,
yeah,
otherwise, it looks like I'm ducking the issue.
And there's nothing wrong with asking that. And I think that, like you said, if he's the candidate, I'm going to vote for him. But I don't have to be happy, and I don't have to support him in a primary if there's a primary.
Yeah, see, I feel the same way. And, man, you ought to see all the hate email I'm getting.
Uh-huh.
Hate email's not the right way, not the right word. But critical email about this, you know, it's like I'm committing murder or something.
Yeah. I'm not an abortion litmus test guy, but I was thinking about it yesterday, and I'd like to throw out the thought I had about it. Neither the right or the left is being really honest about the debate. When the right says they're pro-choice, that's not honest because they have to know that even if it's outlawed, there will still be abortions in this country. And when the left says they're pro-choice, they're not being honest because they have to know that even if it is outlawed, women will still be able to choose to get an abortion. It will just be a more dangerous, illegal abortion. So what the debate is really about is whether abortion will be safe and legal, and I think that's an important distinction and an important issue to discuss.
Boy, you know what? I think this is the best call of the morning.
Oh, well, thank you.
I needed you like 3 hours ago.
I was listening. I just couldn't call.
You're the best.
All right. See you, man.
All right, Steve. Call again. All right. You know, the way he put it, how can you argue with what he's saying there? But I will ask Bill Ritter about that because you can't duck stuff. I mean, you gotta ask those questions. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Bob.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Well, I'm calling about the Attorney General and the interview that I saw yesterday, or the questioning of. The Attorney General.
Yeah, you do me a favor and turn your radio down in the background there.
I'll get off. Okay.
Yeah, you got to turn it down.
He said that he was wiretapping the Al Qaeda. Now, my son is a graduate student at the University of Chicago, and as part of his program, he went to Tunisia to learn Arabic. He met a nice young lady there from Switzerland whose father was from Tunisia. Now, every time he calls her, he says it's like an echo chamber. He's not an Al-Qaeda agent. I guess I don't have to worry about it, but it annoys me that he's being wiretapped.
I don't know if that's a sign of being wiretapped or not. I don't know. I'm not technically proficient enough to be able to ferret that out.
I guess I'm not able to say either. But he says there's a difference in the calls that he makes to her, and other calls that he makes.
Well, you know what he ought to do, because I don't know the law on this, and it's been a long time since I've tried anything like this.
Uh-huh.
He ought to call the local ACLU there in Chicago and
uh-huh.
and ask about, run a story by them and ask about filing a Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA
mm-hmm.
request about his see if they have anything on him.
Yeah,
you could at least try it. I don't know. It may not cover what's going on currently with the NSA, but it may show that that he had gone to Tunisia, which could be maybe a suspect country. I mean, I don't know, and I'll tell you what this spurs me to believe, what this tells me. What it tells me is we're going to have to get somebody on here who can give legal advice about this stuff and answer these questions specifically, because what the government tells you in hearings and what is a reality a lot of times is two different things.
Well, Gonzalez said that only Al-Qaeda agents are being wiretapped.
Yeah, but I don't
believe that. He's not an Al-Qaeda agent.
Well, I don't believe that. Do you believe that? Do you think that that's all they're
looking
at?
No, he's a liar. And what I'm saying is that I have at least some evidence to prove that.
All right, well, you know what we'll do? What we'll do is we will book somebody on to talk about that specific issue,
uh-huh.
about the idea that if you or somebody you know has been overseas, specifically has been to an Arab country, specifically believes or thinks that they are being that their phones are being tapped or that they're being watched. Sounds too paranoia, too much paranoia. But they think that their email is being intercepted, or they think that they're being looked at. What is the course of action? We'll get somebody on to talk about that.
All right.
How about that, Bob?
Super.
Okay, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Because I believe, and you can call up here and call me paranoid, which Mary has said that I'm paranoid many times, but I'm sure that the government knows that I'm exchanging emails with Cuba all the time. And I know that there's a file out there. There's got to be a file out there for me because I went on the air publicly 6-7 years ago and said I was going to Havana. So and that was under the Clinton administration. So I'm sure something's out there. But we'll get somebody on there. We'll get somebody on here to talk about that and about what you can specifically do. If you're like Bob and you've got a son or a daughter or whatever the case, or you yourself have gone, and maybe you got family there, or whatever the story may be, and we'll get somebody on to talk about that. Because that part of the law, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't specifically... I kind of sketchy about it. I mean, I kind of know about FOIA requests, but I don't know much more about other than that. It's 8:43, 17 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good to have you along here. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Philip Sands, he broke the story about Blair and Bush and their deal about Iraq.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
OrbitsGames.com. Just Orbits and go.
Randy Rhodes.
The president doesn't need to follow no stinking law. He's the president. He's got the constitutional authority to do whatever he wants. In fact, according to Alberto Gonzalez's logic, if the president wants to grow hemp and smoke it with his slaves, then he should be allowed to do it because Washington did. And Lincoln did.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4.
I'm only doing it a little bit.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
Well, it's really true. Comcast Workplace can help almost any small business be more productive. And today I'm talking with Jason Donahue.
Hello.
Of the law firm of Donahue, Vasky & Associates.
That's us.
Now, Jason, Comcast Workplace helps your firm?
Oh, yeah. We use Comcast to do research, send files back and forth.
And make tea times, looks like.
That's privileged information.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Workplace includes McAfee security free. And when it comes to speed, Workplace kicks DSL skinny little honey all over the great green earth. Can I say skinny little hiney on the radio?
Well, you're an attorney. You tell me. I think so. Bob is nodding yes over there. Anyway, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
Comcast Workplace, speed, security, know-how. Now, Jason, since you are an attorney,
yes.
Got you right here.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind just
I'd be glad to. Service not available in all areas. Installation and equipment required. Speed comparisons for download.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel.
knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we believe you can have your pillow mint and eat it too. That's why we get you four-star hotel rooms for up to 60% off. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
Einstein Brothers Bagels has a brain teaser for you. Listen, every day, hear the difference? Every day is two words. Every day, just one. Every day means, you know, every single day. Every day means boring. Yeah, it's subtle, but important, because sometimes the things you do every day become every day. Like breakfast. A lot of people eat the same thing every day. And over time, your everyday breakfast becomes every day. So today, change things up. Visit Einstein Brothers. Get a fresh baked bagel with a smear of cream cheese. Try one of our gourmet breakfast sandwiches or sample some darn good coffee. Heck, we have so many fresh bagels and delicious coffees. You could have breakfast here every day without it ever becoming every day. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with spinach and bacon breakfast panini, served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, my God, Jay Marvin's on the radio. Well, everybody has to be somebody. 8:48, 12 minutes away from 9 o'clock. I begged the authorities long ago to cut off my career, but they refused to do so. 303-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk. However, if you'd like to help me get an early retirement, just get in contact with management and let them know how you feel. Okay, it's open phones. Then we got Philip Sands coming up after 9 o'clock. We'll talk about his book that he's got out, where he talks about how Blair and Bush had a deal before the Iraqi War. And that deal was revealed in a secret memo. This is a lot of people are calling it Downing Street 2, so we'll get into that. Meanwhile, let's go to Paul in Rexburg. Yeah, Paul in Rexburg, Idaho. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Paul, once. Oh, there you go. Go ahead, Paul.
Yesterday I was watching on Fox News Channel, Hannity and Colmes. They had a clip of President Bush. I don't know the audience, but he was defending the Patriot Act, and what he was saying in essence was, we're not going to do phone taps without a court order. A court order is needed, and that's not the message we're getting anymore from President Bush, from Attorney General Gonzalez yesterday in the hearings.
Well, you're probably talking about the campaign speech in Buffalo. I believe it was in August 2004, where he said, well, you know, we're going to get wiretaps. We're going to get warrants for wiretaps. Yeah, that's what he said at the time. And even though when he said it at the time, this program, this whole NSA program was going on. So he was lying right there.
It was just really, I guess I had fallen up in for the campaign they're running right now. I thought, you know, I have nothing to hide with the wiretaps. They can tap my phone. I have nothing to hide. But
well, see, but it's not a matter of what you have to hide. It's a matter of that your founding fathers were smart enough to know that they put together something called the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and that the president has sworn to uphold and to carry out the Constitution of the United States, and this administration is breaking the Constitution.
Right.
It's breaking the First and the Fourth Amendment here, and no matter how many excuses that Mr. Gonzalez gives. I found it interesting yesterday that Mr. Gonzalez, of course, didn't want to talk about the fact that that the White House had to go to John Ashcroft on his sickbed to try to get him to authorize this, and Ashcroft wouldn't do it. Because Ashcroft right. knew, former Attorney General Ashcroft, he knew it was illegal, so he wasn't going to go along with it. So, I mean, that's where it rests. You know, you'd be a lot better off, man, if you watched less Fox News, though. Okay? Take care. Stay away from Foxaganda. Andrew Longmont. Andrew, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Andrew.
Want to throw something out there.
Sure.
Wife and I were getting curious about casualties and fatalities and seriously injured troops and the like. And the numbers that are being put out there were over 16,000 for seriously injured. The deaths are, you know, over 2 grand. But we also wanted to look and see what were the causes of death on a number of those troops. And we found, quite surprisingly, that a number of them are just bad drivers.
Well, that happens in any war situation.
Well, it appears to be about a third are rollovers. An officer had driven his tank into a canal. I can understand some of it, but to the level and the percentages that are showing up for bad drivers as casualties over there.
So what is your point here?
My point is I'm questioning the cause.
If you die in the service of your country, mm-hmm. if you're in a foreign land, in a war, in a combat zone,
yes.
And something happens and you die, that's considered to be a combat casualty. And you know,
a number of them are listed as non-combat.
Well, if
died in a non-combat maneuver.
All right. So if they died in a non-combat maneuver, what is your point here? That they should be more careful?
That they
shouldn't be counted? That they shouldn't? I mean, what is?
Absolutely
in other words,
not.
I'm trying to get to where you're coming from here.
Okay, I'm going the other way with this. I think the powers that be are saying you have a specified quota that you can list as combat casualties. The rest, try and make a cover up.
I don't know about that. I mean, do you have any proof of it?
I have no proof of it, but it leaves a lot to be questioned. I'm definitely not saying these guys don't count. They absolutely do. I think they're being given a disservice by listing them as non-combat casualties.
All right, so to capsulize this, your charge would be... Well, say it again. Well, your theory would be what?
That the powers that be are given a quota to list as combat casualties. They have a cap on combat casualties. The rest list something else.
You're free to believe as you want to. I don't believe it, but I don't have any way to prove whether you're right or I'm wrong. I just don't believe that. I mean, I think after all, in the end, these are people who care about their country, who care about their fellow soldiers that are there, and I don't think that they would pull that kind of. I don't think they would pull that. And then if they did pull it and it got out, you realize what a huge scandal that would be. That would be a scandal of huge proportions. I just don't think it's going on. But maybe it is, and I don't. Maybe I'm being naive. I just don't. In my gut, just and I got a large one. I just don't feel like that's what's happening. But I could be wrong.
I'll check it out.
Well, I don't have any way of checking out. I mean, all I can do is ask, and I'm sure the answer they'll give me is no.
That's right.
So, you know, I just don't know. I just don't think they would do that.
I would hope they wouldn't.
I think, you know, I think a more likely scenario would be to try to diminish the amount of Iraqis who are innocently killed. That would be a more likely scenario. And there, they don't have any exact count. It's anywhere from 30 to 100,000.
Right.
And nobody knows for sure. It's only estimates. But, well, maybe somebody else can lend something to this. I just don't think they would do it. Maybe
that's why I placed the call. I'm begging to see if somebody can shed a little light on this.
All right. Appreciate
anybody.
The call, man. Well, we'll see if somebody can bring it up. If somebody can shed some light on it, then maybe, you know, you and I will both walk away richer. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Nice of him to say goodbye, huh? Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Maybe I should just get a job as a customer care representative. Don't they get hung up on a lot? What do you think? Thank you for calling. Push 1 if you'd like to speak English. Push 2. I mean, you know, it's like, I didn't think I was being rude. Is this over with yet? All right, coming up right after the news, we're going to talk to Philip Sands, who has written a book called, and it's a pretty good one. I'd love to get a copy of it. It's called Lawless World, America and the Making and Breaking of Global Rules. And Philip Sands is a British international lawyer, but the point of what he has written is that Blair and Bush had a deal to go into Iraq, even though Bush was claiming that there would be more UN inspections. And to just quote a little bit from this, Tony Blair told President Bush that he was solidly behind U.S. plans to invade Iraq before he sought advice about the invasion's legality and despite the absence of a second UN resolution, according to a new account of the buildup to the war, which was published last week. A memo of a two-hour meeting between the two leaders of the White House on January the 31st, 2003, nearly 2 months before the invasion, reveals that Mr. Bush made it clear the U.S. intended to invade whether or not there was a second UN resolution, and even if UN inspectors found no evidence of banned Iraqi weapons. We'll talk to Philip Sands and take more of your calls coming up next here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Surprise her this year with something new from Intrigue Jewelers, a colored diamond. Intrigue Jewelers has affordable quality colored diamonds in blue, green, yellow, orange, pink, and the very rare imperial red. For a gift to be remembered, come to Intrigue Jewelers, formerly Ireland Jewelers, located at the corner of Kipling and Bellevue in the Governor's Plaza Shopping Center. Intrigue Jewelers also has a variety of Valentine's jewelry starting at below $100. Intrigue Jewelers at the southeast corner of Kipling and Bellevue for all your jewelry needs.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
The news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
CKCN, 410 Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. President Bush has ordered flags on federal buildings flown at half staff, with funeral services set to begin an hour from now in Lithonia, Georgia, for Coretta Scott King. CBS News correspondent Peter King is there and tells us the services could draw as many as 10,000 mourners.
There are news helicopters hovering overhead, beaming this picture around the world, and it really is a striking picture of the hundreds of people waiting to get in, and security very, very tight because one president and three former presidents will be here.
Many of the overflow crowd who can't get into the church may be able to see the services on TV in a nearby gymnasium. A Southern California wildfire fanned by the Santa Ana winds has forced evacuation of about 1,500 homes in Orange County. KNX reporter Todd Leitz tells us hundreds of firefighters are trying to keep the blaze, which has grown to 3,500 acres now, from jumping a freeway.
They're trying to keep the blaze to the east of that freeway, because on the west side of it is about 2,000 or more homes that are in harm's way right now, and those homes are under both mandatory and voluntary evacuation orders.
In Alabama, three more rural churches have been damaged by suspicious fires. Five churches south of Birmingham were burned last week, and officials say they are obviously going to investigate the fires as suspected arsons. A mechanical problem blamed for cancellation of the scheduled start of Steve Fawcett's latest adventure, taking off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center in an experimental aircraft for an attempt to break the longest solo flight record. Fawcett says that wasn't the only problem.
The round-the-world jet streams are not satisfactory. We calculate that it'd be, my flight would be an hour and 47 minutes slower around the world, and that I would run out of fuel.
When it does go, 85% of the aircraft's takeoff weight will be its fuel. Fawcett hopes to try again later in the week. Troy Rigby, the man who jumped from a moving airplane at the Fort Lauderdale, Florida airport and had to be subdued by stun gun 2 weeks ago, has died. He'd suffered a heart attack in jail 3 days after his arrest. His sister says he died yesterday after being taken off life support. Americans are binging on sleeping pills, and that's aroused the medical community's concern. 42 million sleeping pill prescriptions written last year. The New York Times reports that's a 60% increase in just 5 years, with the burgeoning number of TV sleeping pill ads getting a good share of the blame. Dr. Greg Jacobs at Harvard Medical School says for many prescribees, it's just not worth it.
Sleeping pills produce small and marginal improvements in sleep that are outweighed by side effects,
such as performance impairment. Let's check the late numbers from Wall Street now. Right now, the Dow Industrial is down about 50 points. The NASDAQ Composite's off by 7.5. And the S&P 500 down 5 points. This is CBS News.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
And we have two problems on I-70 that are slowing people down this morning. I-70 westbound, just west of Peoria. We have a two-car crash off to the shoulder, but watch out for police and emergency crews trying to get that one cleaned up. Also, eastbound I-70 between Pecos and I-25, we have a two-car crash off to the left shoulder. It is affecting the left lane of traffic in that area. Your weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the lower 50s. For those in the foothills, do have wind gusts possible up to 35 miles per hour this morning. Tonight, partly...
Do you hear that? Sounds like she's having fun. It's all because of a two-hour comedy event, and it's tonight, only on ABC. All new episodes of According to Jim, Rodney, and Another Jim. Then, a special Tuesday episode of the new hit comedy Crumb, starring Jane Curtin, Fred Savage, and William Devane. 2 hours of fun and, well, laughter. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she's already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try it before they buy it?
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You literally get to try it before you buy it. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1454. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
You know, resolutions, they were going to do it.
Well, the new material that I found that's in the book, and it's not been denied by the White House or Downing Street, each of whom have responded by saying they don't do book reviews, is that on the 31st of January 2003, so just about 3 years ago, these two guys met in the White House, and the president tells the prime minister, I've taken my decision, I'm going ahead, whether or not there's a resolution of the Security Council, whatever the inspectors find, and the prime minister responds by saying, I'm solidly with you, Mr. President, and that sounds to me very much as though they've got an agreement.
So basically what they were doing is they were agreeing in private to go ahead and do it, but they were lying basically to the rest of us in public.
Well, I'll stick to the first bit of it. Yes, there's a done deal, and it's true that what was then said publicly was rather different to what was being said privately, and I think there ought to be a great deal more exploration of precisely the disconnect between what was done and said privately and what was being said publicly.
You know, the other thing I found in here to be really... I mean, I just shook my head and thought... And in a lot of ways, I mean, I hate to say this, but I can imagine George W. Bush saying...
I think I know what you're about to say.
I can imagine him doing this, okay? This is the same guy, I guess, who there was this rumor going around, I don't know if it was ever substantiated or not, that he wanted to blow up Al Jazeera because he didn't like what was on there. But here's, in your book, you reveal, Mr. Bush told Mr. Blair that the U.S. was so worried about the failure to find hard evidence against Saddam that... that he thought of flying U-2 reconnaissance aircraft planes with fighter cover over Iraq, painted in U.N. colors. Mr. Bush added, if Saddam fired on him, he would be in breach of U.N. resolutions.
Well, it's pretty staggering stuff. You mentioned the Al Jazeera stuff. I've not seen that. And, in fact, I don't know anyone who has seen it. But I can tell you on this, it's 100% accurate. I read it with my own eyes. I've seen the thing. And I almost jumped out of my seat. The idea that these two fellows are sitting around worried about the absence of evidence on weapons of mass destruction, and Mr. Bush comes up with this rather extraordinary idea. But in England, of course, what's remarkable is the reaction of the British Prime Minister. He doesn't say, hang on a second, George, we ought to be thinking carefully about what we're doing. Again, it's all part of I'm solidly with you, Mr. President.
You know, what I come away with that and thinking about this since I first read this yesterday in The Guardian and thinking about it this morning is here you've got two men together, both of them powerful. You would hope that one would act as a check and balance against the other, and in reality, there's no check and balance. It's just a rubber stamp on both of their parts, and down the road we go to getting involved in Iraq.
I think your point is a powerful one. I mean, there's fundamental issues about democracy in action and accountability. I have to say, I get the sense that your Congress has been rather better at raising questions than has the British Parliament, and Tony Blair's more or less had a free ride. You've had a pretty impressive 9/11 Commission report, and I think Senate in particular is going to come back to look at these issues. But at the heart of it, the bottom line of it is, what is the accountability for a president and for a prime minister? What are the constraints in a democracy of a parliament or of a Congress actually putting in checks and balances and saying to leaders of government or leaders of head of state, there are limits on your freedom to act? And that's a very big issue right now.
And how upset is the British public about this? Or has there been basically, I mean, is there any discussion in Britain about this, this information?
It was in all the papers for 24 hours. It's been covered everywhere, and it hasn't been covered widely yet in the U.S., although, interestingly, I'm now getting calls from the L.A. Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and so on and so forth. In a sense, it simply confirms what everyone long suspected. I mean, you know, the British are a pretty skeptical bunch, and the idea that Tony Blair is out there doing deals with George Bush has raised lots of questions. But it's the first time there's sort of hard evidence of a disconnect between private conversations and public conversation, and I suspect that it's going to bubble away until yet more information comes out. But isn't the bottom line of it, this simply confirms what we all suspected all along.
Well, the bottom line of this keeps getting worse, though. I mean, look at this quote. Mr. Bush told the Prime Minister that he thought it unlikely that there would be inter-scene warfare. I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny.
No, I know.
But between the different religious and ethnic groups, Mr. Blair did not demur, according to the book. I mean, here you've got two, arguably, of the two most powerful leaders in the free world, and they're planning to invade a country. And they have no more knowledge of that country than to sit there and say to themselves, well, they won't fight amongst themselves.
Well, again, I mean, it's a pretty staggering suggestion. And what it seems to indicate is the complete lack of planning by these two leaders for what was coming. What's surprising, I don't know so much in the U.S. end, but what's been surprising in the London end is we know that the British Prime Minister was being told that if Saddam was removed without a clear plan put in place to deal with the aftermath, what has happened would happen. It was widely predicted. It came as no surprise. And the idea that the British Prime Minister, again, doesn't react to President Bush when the President makes this extraordinary claim that there's not going to be any strife after Saddam is removed is, again, equally remarkable. But, I mean, as you say, these are remarkable statements, and yet we're not surprised.
Yeah, but you know what? We're not surprised, but sadly, we're kind of shocked by them. I mean, you would think that I'll say it again, and maybe I'm just naive at 53 years of age here, but you would think that two guys who would have access to intelligence, who would good Lord, they could go crack a history book and read a history of the region, would realize that, I mean, the only reason there was no internal strife going on there between the Sunnis and the Kurds and the Shia and all that is because Saddam Hussein sat on all those people, and once you took the cork out of the bottle, the genie would be out and you couldn't put it back in.
Well, I think these are serious errors of wrongdoing by these two leaders for which they must bear their personal responsibilities. But, of course, it's even more serious than that because I do believe that, you know, your country, my country,
very serious challenges and very serious threats. And, you know, it was widely predicted equally that removing Saddam Hussein and the consequences, the internecine strife that has followed, would give pretty much a free range to the Iranian government to flex its muscles. And, of course, that's precisely what's happened. And I think there's a direct relationship between a failed Iraqi policy and the trouble and difficulties we now face from an Iran that seems hell-bent on obtaining nuclear weapons.
9:12, 12 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Progressive Talk on the line with me, Philip Hassans, professor of law and director of the Center for International Courts and Tribunals at the University College of London. And he's got a book. Is this book, by the way, available in the United States yet, or will it be?
It is available in the United States.
Oh,
you can get it on Amazon, but be careful, because it doesn't have the extra chapter. The U.S. version came out last October, and it goes chapters 1 to 11. But the chapter you're referring is chapter 12, and if your listeners are interested, they can get it very easily by going on the Amazon.co.uk website at the massive price of about $8.
All right, so we got to go to the British Amazon site.
Yeah, and you'll find it on that.
All right, here's another quote from the Guardian article. Quote, the diplomatic strategy had to be arranged around the military planning, the president told Mr. Blair. The prime minister is said to have raised no objection. He's quoted as saying he was solidly with the president and ready to do whatever it took to disarm Saddam.
That's right. That's straight out of the memo.
But that's not publicly what we were told.
No. Well, in Britain, what we were told was that there was a diplomatic strategy that was being pursued, and we were not told, for example, as I reveal in the book, that at that meeting on the 31st of January 2003, the president told the prime minister the bombing will start on the 10th of March, whether or not there's a second resolution. So, you know, the quote that you've read is correct. The diplomatic strategy has to be fixed around the military planning.
Right.
Is the language. Again, that is not what we were told. There's other material in there. I don't know whether you spotted it. I reveal, and I think it's the first time it's been confirmed, a note from the British Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw, to the British Prime Minister a little earlier in January, in which he tells the Prime Minister of a telephone conversation he's had with Colin Powell. Now, we've long known that Colin Powell was skeptical about this second Gulf War. What we didn't know is that he told the Foreign Secretary right at the beginning of 2003 that if there was not enough evidence for a second resolution, then the U.S. should not go unilaterally. And that, I think, confirms again what we've long suspected, namely Colin Powell was not in favor of this war.
Yeah, you know, and then, of course, we know that he gets up and gives the dog and pony showing for the U.N., and that turns out to be sour information as well.
That was, of course, just 5 days after the president and the prime minister had met in the White House. And that's, to me, one of the most striking aspects. Imagine for a moment you're George Bush, I'm Tony Blair, we're sitting in the White House. If we knew we had hard evidence, if we knew that our colleague Colin Powell was going to go to the Security Council 5 days later and give them the goods to prove weapons of mass destruction, I don't think we would be plotting to send up spy planes painted in UN colors. The point is, this material confirms that their bag was empty and they knew their bag was empty.
And yet they sat there, and that's not what they told the British or the American people.
Indeed.
And
I mean,
they sat there and maintained it all the way until the end, and they maintained it after the war. After the war started, they maintained it.
And I think they maintain it today. And
I haven't heard... I don't know about Tony Blair, because I haven't listened to the BBC in a long time, but I know here that George W. Bush, that they kind of sometimes juxtapose the whole WMD, kind of they put it in there every once in a while, but it's pretty much gone quiet now, except for the extreme right-wing websites that claim that the stuff's been pirated off to Syria or Lebanon or places of such nonsense.
Yeah. Nothing's been found and nothing will be found.
No, because there was never anything there.
Well, I don't know what you thought at the time, but I must say I myself was pretty skeptical. I didn't believe the material that we were being provided with, and a lot of people in Britain weren't believing. But I gather in the U.S. it was a bit different, and people were willing to cut the president a bit more slack. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, at one point, this administration had the public here believing to the point that 63% of the people polled believed that the hijackers on the 9/11 were Iraqi.
Right. Well, I mean, the British public didn't ever quite go down there. But again, you know, it's a tough thing if your prime minister or your president stands up and says, this is the evidence. You've got to cut them some slack. And it's, in a sense, an abuse of office to have, you know, made statements which were known, it seems, not to be entirely accurate.
All right. So to cap this off, repercussions there. after this was published. Any against the Prime Minister? Any against the Prime Minister's government? Is there anybody speaking out about this?
Well, we're in a situation, as you probably... There are a lot of people speaking out about it, but as you probably know, we're in a situation where the Prime Minister is, you know, on his last legs.
Right.
He'll be out within the next 18 months. And the big question is the succession. What we're seeing is his authority seeping away. It may be very similar, actually, with George W. Bush right now. But the authority is seeping away. The credibility has gone. And that's leaving a big power vacuum, which, of course, is now being filled by the opposition in Britain. That's, at the moment, the Conservative Party.
Mm.
And so the political implications are significant. But just yesterday, the new leader of the Conservative Party, a guy called David Cameron, announced that no longer under his government would the Prime Minister be able to take these decisions on going to war without formal authorization by Parliament. And so the political repercussions are going to be very powerful.
Philip, thank you so much for your time.
Terrific to join you.
Yeah,
terrific
to be with you. Hope to talk to you again. All right, there's Philip Sands. He's a professor of law and director of the Center for International Courts and Tribunals at the University of College in London. And his book, you got to go... If you want to get this final chapter that's in the book, you've got to go to the UK section of Amazon.com. And the book is called, let me give it to you, it's called Lawless World, America and the Making and Breaking of Global Rules by the British... that's it. I'm running the second, this last part together. It's once again, I'll give it to you. It's Lawless World, the America and the Making and Breaking of Global Rules. And it's by Philip Sands. But you've got to go, in order to get the final chapter, you've got to go to the British Amazon.com website and order it through there. All right, we'll go back to open phones now at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, wiretapping, the NSA, abortion, Bill Ritter, this story, which we just covered.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can help replenish lost collagen with Hydraderm. Hydraderm's fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-339-1913. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to help restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and more youthful-looking skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-339-1913. A free trial just for calling. To try Hydraderm, call 1-800-339-1913. That's 1-800-339-1913. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-339-1913.
To buy Ripsman pads or shoes again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. That price gets you pads that are manufactured to the highest standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too, so no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help you keep safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake inspection, all for just $29.95. $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 922. 22 minutes after 9. Hold on a second. I got to clear my throat. Oh! There, now I feel better. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. We've debated this off and on for months. How about this? New CBS News poll. Ready for this? Would you vote for a woman for president if she were qualified? 92% yes, 5% no. How about that? Hillary. She could run. And you know, sometimes I think I'd support her. Sometimes I feel like I would, then sometimes I feel like I wouldn't, and I get mixed feelings about her. And boy, the Republicans are really on her case, aren't they? You know, Ken Melman. What a great guy Kenny Melman is, okay? What a real stand-up guy he is. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Beth in Denver. Beth, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's Beth.
Hi, Beth.
I just wanted to say thanks, and you're doing a great job. And I just want to say keep bringing those guests on. I really look forward to listening to all the guests.
Well, thank you. You know what? You're very kind. Thank you. I needed that this morning.
Oh, good. And you really inspire me. And this year, I'm trying to inspire the rest of my family and friends.
Well, good. Great. You know
thanks.
What? Thank you. You're really kind. Thank you a bunch.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I didn't know how the show had been. I don't know how it's been sounding this morning and also yesterday morning, because I made no bones about this on the air before. I've always talked about it, that I fight depression. And lately, my medication has been totally and completely off. And I am incapable of getting a hold of my doctor. So I've been coming here feeling funny every single day. And kind of out of it. So I'm glad I haven't destroyed the show too much. And one of these days I hope I'll get in touch with my doctor, who I've left calls for, who's a good guy. But he had a doctor covering for him who called me last night and gave me the information that was given to me on the phone made no sense at all. And I'm somebody that's got a lot of experience with this stuff. All right, let's go to Regina in Fort Collins. Regina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
Good. Okay, over the holidays, my brother was visiting from Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a seizure and ended up in the hospital. And I was trying to make a call on my cell phone to Belgium to let his significant other, who was coming the very next day, let him know what was going on and everything, and I could not call out on Sprint, and so I called up Sprint, and I was told that in order to make an international call on a cell phone, per Homeland Security, that you had to apply, and it took 2 weeks for the application to process.
Really?
Yeah.
No, how long ago was it? When did this happen? A couple of days ago?
No, this was over the holidays. It's around New Year's.
Well, you know what? We'll get on the phone and call somebody and ask for a spokesperson from Sprint.
Yeah, I'd be really interested to hear what. And I couldn't call. I had to go to a payphone and use a credit card. to make his call to Belgium. I could not use my cell phone.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was very frustrating. I was angry. And the guy was saying, you know, ever since 9/11 happened, they said, you know what? It doesn't have anything to do with 9/11. I said, ever since George Bush happened.
Well, you know, there's this paranoia. You're right, and only a fool would say that we're not going to get hit again. But then, I mean, see, the problem to me is, and even I'm getting sucked into this. More and more of us are now have come to the situation where more and more of our personal business is done on cell phones.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even if you're sitting in your house sometimes, you pick your cell phone up.
I cut my landline altogether.
Well, I was just getting ready to say that. I've got a friend who lives in Dallas who has no landline. He's cut his landline. And I think that the government has to adjust to this change in technology. So that what essentially happens is that, you know, the spur of the moment, you can't make an overseas call. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
And this was kind of an emergency situation, and it's very frustrating to think in this day and age that I can't just pick up the phone and make a call. I mean, I don't know about you, but I didn't know that there was the Al-Qaeda connection to Belgium.
No, I was going to say, that was the other thing. I don't think that Belgium is exactly a target country. But I'll tell you what, we will get on the phone, and we will call, and we will see if we can get somebody from Sprint on to explain this whole thing to us.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay?
Thanks so much, Jay. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I'm just trying to call my friend in Cuba right now, see if it'll get through. We'll call John. We'll call somebody from Sprint, and we'll ask them, got a Sprint? Sprint. No, John's kind of half into the conversation, half out. There's a John Turk, producer of this show. He's working on tomorrow's show, which, by the way, we'll have Michael Isikoff on and Max Bloomfield. John Turk, one of the hardest working producers in this building, and I'd be lost without him. But a woman just called up, Regina just called up and said that you can't make an overseas phone call from a cell phone, that you have to apply before you make the call. And she's with Sprint, so I was just figuring, you know, maybe tomorrow we could try to get somebody from Sprint on to explain this to us.
Yeah, maybe that's a Sprint deal. I know I've called London a few times in the last couple of days on my cell phone, which is a Nokia, and I've been able to get through no problem.
Well, who's your carrier? Do you know who your carrier is?
Well, it's paid for by work here. I don't ever see the bill, so I don't know. I believe it might be Quest. I believe it is Quest.
All right, has anybody else ever run into this problem? Because if you have, call us and let us know. So that Regina, because Regina wants to know too. She may, you know, she may be by herself. Let's go to Atlanta here in Denver. Atlanta, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Hey, I was just calling about that poll you just talked about, the CBS poll.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's interesting. It was 92-5, right? Was what you said?
Yeah. Hold on. I got to go look for it again.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't keep it. 92% said yes. 5% said no.
Okay, well, of those 92%, I would be interested to see how many of them would actually deem a qualified woman as qualified.
It only says that they asked the open-ended question of a qualified woman. It did not say what the qualifications would have to be.
Right. Well, I mean, and that would be too in-depth, and most people probably wouldn't be completely honest anyway, but I just find that hard to believe that 92% of whoever was, chosen in that poll or whatever would actually vote for a woman. They would find a reason why she would not be qualified because of the fact that she's a woman.
Well, let's see. It breaks it down a little bit here. I can read you what it says. It says, men are actually more likely than women to say the country is ready for a woman to be president. 60% of men say so compared to 51% of women. In 1999, both groups were divided on the issue. Younger Americans are more likely to think America is ready for a woman commander-in-chief. Seniors are actually split on the question. 46% do not think the country is ready, while 44% say that it is. When it comes to politics, 61% of Democrats say the country is ready for a woman president, compared to 48% of Republicans. Liberals are also more likely than conservative moderates to believe America is ready for a woman to be president of the United States.
Well, sure, and I think that's interesting also that more men women would think that. I actually do believe that. I think women are, in some cases, much harder on women than men are, but
I personally don't believe that this country would vote for a woman president, even if she was qualified, and that's sad to me.
Well, see, I disagree. I think it depends on a couple of things. Who the candidate is, how the campaign is run, what's going on at the time, at the conditions of the time in the country. I think that given the right conditions, all the stars line up, all the planets get into line, you could have a woman president. But I have to emphasize things would have to be right. You'd have to depend on who the running mate would be.
Yep.
I mean, all of those things. But you could say that for a male candidate, too. But there are some that are, you know, of course, it would be easier to get elected than others. But I think people...
You would have to admit that a man is more likely to get elected than a woman.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I think 5 or 10 years ago I might have agreed with you. I don't know now. The future seems very uncertain. I think there's a good case to be made. You know, it's like this. I mean, to me, I always look at it this way. It always depends on who the competition is. It depends on who's running against who.
Sure.
I think that has much more to do with it than gender. I could be totally completely wrong, but I think that if you got a good woman candidate who had the credentials and was able to present herself in a good and run a well smart, well planned campaign, I think probably could beat a man. Yeah.
The man. Well, I hope for everyone's sake you're right.
Well, don't bet on me. I'm usually wrong. All right,
well,
we'll see you later.
Okay.
All right, yeah, don't take that one to Vegas. 9:32, 28 minutes in front of, this might be wishful thinking on my part, 9:32, 28 minutes in front of 10, AM 760, Progressive Talk. More open phones coming up, 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
One accident still in the clearing stages this morning, eastbound I-70 between Pecos and I-25. Two cars involved in the crash, it's off to the left shoulder. It is affecting the left lane of traffic, so keep an eye out for emergency crews there. Also, westbound I-70 still slow between I-225 and Havana. And I-70 eastbound between Federal and Colorado running very heavy as well. Your weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the lower 50s. For those in the foothills, wind gusts possible up to 35 miles per hour this morning. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
2006 Rockies tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 9, including the Rockies home opener on April 3rd. Don't miss your
quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now. And we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Brothers Tom and Marv. And Spanky, and Gerard Menard, and Fred Lebrato, just any of the people of Rockies are out there to make your buying experience a good one. And they've got just about everything you can think of, too. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Rockies is your home for the large selection, over 500 units on the lot, of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So, you know, when you talk about buying a car, it's natural to be cynical. When you talk about buying a car, it's natural to be kind of doubtful because you don't know who you're dealing with. But I'm telling you right now, the people to deal with are Rockies. They are the best. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. See for yourself. Check out the inventory. See their business philosophy. You can even pre-apply for a car loan online. That's Rockies Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And or drop on by and see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick, it wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
That's nothing compared to what management calls me. 9:37, 37 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 49. Partly sunny skies. When they see me walking, they run the other way, I'll tell you that much. Isn't that right, John? Countdown to the end of my career. Just ignore me. I'm in my self-destructive behavior pattern now. You know, I really am. I'm heading for early retirement. It's just the only thing is nobody in the front offices realizes it or knows anything about it. Okay, I'll straighten up. I can hear Mary at home. You know, I'm going to get like catch nine times of hell when I get home for carrying on the radio. Let me go to Chris in Centennial. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First time caller. I've been listening to you for about 2 months now, and I just want to say my respect for you has gone up tremendously after what I heard you say this morning. And, you know, I want to let you know I am on the right and very Republican, very religious. And to hear you, you know, condemn the radical Muslims protesting and rioting, you know, over the cartoon, and then going even further and saying that, you thought it was very disrespectful for the artist to dip the crucifix in the vat of urine. I think that was very bold of you. And it I never thought I'd hear you say something like that, and my respect has just gone up for you.
Well, I would defend a newspaper's right to draw an unflattering picture of Muhammad. I would defend the artist's right to Andres Serranos. I would defend his right to have done it. I'm not saying I like it. I'm not saying it's something that I would support. I'm not saying I would plunk across a dollar bill to go in and see it. And I think that there's a fundamental thing that is left out a lot of the time in society, and that is, and it's real simple. I mean, you should treat others the way you want to be treated. Now, granted, we are not all going to live up to this because we're human beings. And certainly, you know, I've had my times where I haven't lived up to it. But you don't go take somebody who has a fervent belief in Christianity. You don't go take somebody who has a fervent belief in Islam and, you know, just insult the crap out of them or Judaism.
Sure.
You can fight them on principles. You can say, hey, there's a separation of church and state, and this is where we disagree, and blah, blah, blah. You can fight them on the definition of the religion, about what you think is appropriate to Christ's teachings, for instance, of Christianity, and what isn't, or the Quran, or what isn't. But you don't have to insult them.
Exactly. And that's, unfortunately, I try and keep up on, current events and politics and history and all that, and as best I can. And I just don't hear too many people on the left saying what you just said there. And that kind of disturbs me. But to hear you say that, it just gives me hope. You know, there is some common ground that, you know, even though we are separate very much as a country now on the right and left, I think much more than in the past, to just acknowledge that there is some common ground that could kind of bring everybody together as a country and, you know, put aside some differences for a while, whether you like this person or not. But, you know, as you know, you can listen to anybody on the right or the left till you're blue in the face, and they'll always say that my team's right and the other team's wrong, and, you know, these guys are bad and I'm good. But to every once in a while hear comments like that, what you say, that kind of just cross over, and I think that's great to hear.
You'll find a lot more people on the left that are out there that feel the same way. You should read Sojourner Magazine. You should read Jim Wallace's book. You should read Jimmy Carter's current book that's out. I'm just giving you some examples of where they talk about religion. It's very instructive. It will teach you a lot, and it taught me a lot. And you'll see that there are people on the left who talk about respect for religion and respect for other ideas, and about the idea of civilly debating in the open marketplace of ideas, people's points of view. All right, Chris, enough sucking up now, because now I got a big ego, so I got to say goodbye.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
And keep those good thoughts in mind until I step over the line and make you totally angry again, which will happen, because I always do. Let's go to Jason in Fort Collins. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Jason, hi, you there?
Hello?
Hey, Jason, it's your turn.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's up?
Hey, the caller that you had before Professor Sands was on,
mm-hmm.
talking about, you know, faking the casualty reports for
right.
combat and non-combat. So I was in the Marine Corps, and there was a guy in my unit during the first Desert Storm that was actually fleeing from a battle and drove into a ditch. Like, there was he wasn't really shot at or anything, but he drove the Humvee into a ditch and busted the front two teeth, you know, out of his mouth and got the Purple Heart for it. And,
well, yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't go on at all, but would you say it goes on a widespread basis?
Well, no, but the thing is, with the combat and non-combat, I mean, with them backdoor drafting all these guys, like 50,000 guys got involuntarily extended in the last couple of weeks, you know, the only motivation that they have, since they can't go home, is to give them ribbons and give them medals and stuff like that. You know, they can't go home, so they want them to come home with, you know, the big salad bowl of medals and ribbons and stuff like that. And so I don't think that they're really, you know, messing with the, you know, combat and non-combat statistics.
Well, but, you know, it's look, for anything that you bring up, for any model of operation that you bring up, I don't care who it is, and for whatever prejudices we all hold, there's one thing that's for certain in life. And to the last caller, you could make this argument. Although I'm not so certain I buy it all the time, but I think a lot of people make it, and they can make it pretty successfully, that there are no absolutes in life except God.
Right.
So no matter what you're talking about, you're always going to find anecdotal evidence, you're always going to find examples of people who have cheated the system or things that have gone wrong. But I think what we got to be prepared to talk about here is this going on a wide-scale basis, or are these just isolated incidents of things that happen when you're dealing with this many people who are in, you know, in a location very, very far away in a very tense situation?
True. True.
I mean, that's how you got to look at it.
Yeah. But I don't know. He didn't seem to make much sense to me when I was listening to him about the... you know, the non-combat, like that they're faking.
Right.
You know, and I would be more interested in hearing about the Iraqi casualties.
Yeah, that's between 30,000 and 100,000, and nobody knows for sure. There are a couple of organizations on the Internet that try to keep track of the deaths. Hey, Jason, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in. By the way, our... I'm trying to think of how I want to phrase this particular... this particular person who's involved in this show, our law enforcement expert, Fred Gimeno, great friend of this program, says cell phones are hot items, and that's why they want to verify who would be making the call. All right. Just want to put that out there. A law enforcement advisor. All right, it's 9:45, 50 minutes away from 10, AM 760.
You don't like like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Supercard or AAA card. U.S. Airport Parking is located on Tower Road, just north of Peña. U.S. Airport Parking.
AM 760 and Live Nation are giving you the chance to win tickets to An Evening with Bill Maher, Saturday, April 22nd at the Paramount Theater.
Don't brush your teeth in public bathrooms.
Bill Maher, one of the most politically astute humorists in America today.
When I walk into a public men's room, the last thing I want to see is a gob of toothpaste in the sink. At least I hope that's toothpaste.
For more information on An Evening with Bill Maher and how you can register to win free tickets, log on to AM760.net.
Tonight on 9 News at 10, is your wife or husband cheating on you with your money?
The number one reason people divorce is due to finances.
He just always assured me that everything was fine.
Financial infidelity.
And I felt really stupid. I just felt really scammed, duped.
If it starts with a 20 here and a 20 there, where will it end?
If you've been married for a while and you're keeping secrets from your spouse, it's time to fess up.
How to avoid financial infidelity. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel. Knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we believe you can have your pillow mint and eat it too. That's why we get you four-star hotel rooms for up to 60% off. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com. And we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
With numerous locations, the best pricing on tires, and full-service auto repair, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. We also run the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition for Tom Martino. 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-0140. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-0140. That's 1-800-900-0140.
Hate wasting money? You can save up to 45% on your energy bill every month. I'm Jeff Kingery for Odyssey Windows, the affordable triple pane window. Go to OdysseyWindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
All right, 9:49. Actually, it's now 9:50. 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 10 minutes away from Al Franken. Won't you be relieved? One line open at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin here. High today, 49 under partly sunny skies. Looks nice outside to me today, anyway. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Mike in Denver, who has been hanging on here for quite a while. I'm sorry about that. Mike, thanks for your patience. Go ahead. You're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
Cut with the self-destructive behavior, okay?
Yeah, okay. That's what they always tell me.
All right, I've had two quick comments. I've called you before, talked about my sister and brother-in-law. They are big-time Bush supporters. Huge biblical, I don't know what you want to call them. I try not to judge or give anybody a hard time because I'm still in a democratic society, personally. But they believe, my sister told me last year, that they have a friend who personally saw the weapons of mass destruction. And after all that's been said and done, they still support this president.
How did their friend personally see the weapons of mass destruction since there hasn't been any weapons in or any program of any usable nature since 1993?
Well, they believe it, and I did not bite. I think she said that in order for me to bite, and it's a touchy situation with family, and we just don't discuss
right.
politics.
Well, here's what I would do if I were you. Spend the money. It's worth it. If they don't want to read it, you read it yourself. Get the James Risen book, State of War. Risen, who works for the New York Times, who's probably going to find himself in trouble now because they're going to go after him because of to reveal his sources. The CIA wants to go after him. Get that book and have your brother and sister read that. Particularly, have them read the part where the CIA goes out and recruits the relatives of Iraqi scientists living in the United States, and the one particular woman that they send to Iraq to talk to her brother about the Sodom's WMD programs, and just have them read the book.
One other thing I want to throw out quick, Jay. The largest Muslim country in the entire globe is Indonesia.
That's true.
We haven't heard. I've been there and seen Indonesia, and they've got a lot of other things going on. It's with other third world countries, but they're the largest Muslim country. Have we heard any grumbling whatsoever out of the Indonesian people about these cartoons?
Yeah, there was something. Something in the news last night about it. Yeah.
I would expect to hear something from them, because they're the largest. And they're also a democracy, last I remember.
Yeah, there was demonstrations in Jakarta.
Okay. All right, Jay. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you. Have a great day, and stay positive.
You got it, man. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Richard in Bellevue. Richard, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Oh, God almighty.
Good morning.
Richard, what was that squeal?
Oh, I had my headset plugged in while I was walking around waiting for my turn. I pulled it out to make sure we could hear better.
I was going
to
say, man, is the NSA spying on us?
No, well, I don't know. You never know. I am calling a progressive station, you know.
You never know.
You guys are like a beacon to the world here. And I had a couple things I wanted to say, but first, I get encouraged every time I hear a Republican call and talk to you because it means they might be hearing a little bit of the truth.
Well,
you know,
I
might be learning some things.
I don't know about that, but at least they're willing to listen, and that's cool.
Yeah, that's a good sign. But for your information, you were talking earlier about wanting to burn a CD off of those albums.
Right.
And I'm not a lawyer or anything, but my understanding of that is if you burn a CD off of that for your own use, that's perfectly legal. And I've been advised when I buy a new CD to burn a copy of it right away for myself and use that for my daily use so that if it gets scratched or something, I can always burn a new one. Where it becomes illegal is when you do that and give it to somebody else.
Yeah, I'm not planning in any way, shape, or form to sell it to anybody. I just want it for myself.
Not even sell it, even to give it to somebody else, I think makes it illegal. But it should be perfectly legal to burn a copy of it for your own personal use.
Cool.
And the other thing is, you know, I keep hearing, on Al's show playing that tape of the Buffalo speech over and over again, and I just can't believe that the networks aren't playing that at all, much less over and over and over again the way they did the stuff with Clinton, you know?
Yeah, there is somebody who's playing it. Keith Olbermann plays it on Countdown.
Yeah.
He's the only one, though. I haven't heard it played any... Well, wait a minute. I heard Wolf Blitzer play it a couple of weeks ago on CNN on the Situation Room, but basically, you're right. Nobody plays it like the whole Clinton thing about, I never had sex with that woman. You're right, it doesn't get played as much, correct?
And maybe it's just because it's not sex enough, because they're not talking about sex.
Well, you know, listen, I've heard people say that one of the reasons that, and I don't know if you want to buy this as being legitimate or not, but one of the reasons I've heard that it doesn't get played as much is because you're right, it doesn't deal with sex. If this were sex, it would be a bigger deal.
Yeah, that's maybe just a reflection on our culture.
Well, yeah, it's sad, though, isn't it?
It's real sad. It's real sad. I'm telling everybody I know about this station, I've been listening since a couple of months before the election.
Wow, good for you.
Is when I first heard it. And I used to describe myself as an NPR addict. And I hardly ever tune into NPR anymore.
Well, NPR's is becoming increasingly more right-wing.
Well, it is. It is. And it has to do with appointments they've made to the people that are running it. There's still good information on it, but I just can't tear myself away from the whole Air America network.
Well, we're glad to have you along. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, call me again.
Okay.
All right. Don't sell any CDs out there on the street. I wouldn't want you to get busted. Let's go to Tony in Highlands Ranch. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Tony.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to ask you if you think Rush Limbaugh is responsible for the destruction of the Democratic Party in the last 18 years.
No, I think he's responsible for the ungodly use of OxyContin. What happened? He hung up? He left. Oh, he didn't like the answer. You people. Of my formerly OxyContin-stained hands. Drug in the parking lot update. Yeah, that's what I thought that was about. Well, I was disappointed. He didn't stick around. Have I got time to get one more on here? Okay, let's go to John in Golden. John, you're on. Quickly, man, it's yours.
I wanted to mention two things about some earlier comments. One is the poll on whether anyone would vote for a woman as president. I think it's not good to take that question out of a context because that was an 8-minute survey, and the survey banner line was whether we would vote for Hillary Clinton or not.
That's not what I got from CBS News, and we're an affiliate. There was no banner line about Hillary Clinton at all in here.
Well, I took one on ABC on Comcast.
But wait a minute, but ABC is different than CBS. Nice try on that one, pal, but you got the two companies confused.
Okay, well, I may have, but anyway.
Yeah, you do.
But in any event, I wouldn't take that out of context.
Wait a minute, let's get back to the beginning again. And why not end the program on a positive note?
Yeah.
You're talking about ABC Comcast. I'm talking to you about CBS. We are a CBS affiliate. We get the poll directly from CBS. We get it before you get it. I'm reading you the poll directly from the download that I got. Hillary Clinton is not mentioned in the poll.
Well, I just wanted to mention that there was a poll, a similar poll.
Well, we understand that, but we're talking about two different polls here, okay?
Okay. Oh,
thank you.
That's fine.
All right.
The other thing
quickly,
I wanted to bring up.
Quickly, I'm almost out of time.
Was that business about the combat injuries was on Now about a year and a half ago.
Okay. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Don't take anything out of context. Whew. All right. I give up. I'm just too overly sensitive, I guess. All right. I'll get my meds straightened out. I'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. if management will allow me to.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest running retro dance club. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana. Located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be...